This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Charges expected this morning in the Aurora movie theater massacre. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal's live in Centennial, Colorado.
Chris, formal charges should address the murders of 12 people inside that movie theater where James Holmes is suspected of going on a rampage. But they will also likely address the fact that 58 people were injured. One of those shot, still in critical condition, has miscarried, according to her family, after her 6-year-old daughter was one of those killed. There will also be a hearing today over a notebook that James Holmes apparently sent his psychiatrist. His attorneys say it's privileged because he was a patient, Chris.
$200 million American tax dollars for a police training program in Iraq that government says it did not want or need. That from U.S. government auditors in a new report that concludes recipient nations have to buy into programs to be worth it. The police development program's now being cut way back. A gold medal and a world record for the American swimmer Dana Vollmer and the 100-meter butterfly. More on the Olympics from Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. She's live in London.
Not such good news for king of the pool Michael Phelps, though, after a poor performance at the weekend. He's advanced into the 200 meters butterfly after coming in fifth in this morning's heats. In the women's 200 meter freestyle, Missy Franklin qualifying third. There's been some complaints at the Aquatic Center after rows of empty seats were seen, despite the events being sold out. But Olympic diving champion Greg Louganis says it doesn't matter.
The crowd that's there is so enthusiastic and so supportive. I mean, you don't even notice it.
The men's USA gymnastics team in the final later after qualifying in first place. Chris?
A story to tell for a dozen people stuck 150 feet up on top of a roller coaster in Vallejo, California. They were there for nearly 2 hours. A mechanic got it restarted. The Superman Ultimate Flight ride just opened at that Six Flags a month ago. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Howdy, I'm Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin, and you're listening to the home of Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Bryan.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
look, honey, your picture is in the dictionary.
Really?
Under the word ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, as in, isn't it ironic that you, an unemployed IT specialist...
That's me.
Isn't it ironic that you are using neither information nor technology to look for a job?
What are you saying?
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
They have jobs online for me?
They have more IT job listings than they have applicants.
Should I go there?
Well, yeah, unless you want your picture under another I word.
Which would be...
Ignoramus.
Right.
AggielandHelpWanted.com for IT. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, diamonds, platinum, silver jewelry, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one item to a whole collection. Why send your valuables through the mail to people you don't know, or wait to sell to companies that come in for a couple of days and leave town? We buy 6 days a week, every week. We live here, we shop here, and we appreciate your business. In fact, we were voted best gold and silver buyers in 2011. We pay the most for your precious gems and metals, and we do it quickly. You don't even need an appointment. Just stop by. We hear every day how easy it is and how happy our customers are with the offer we make them. We'd like to make you an offer, too. Come see us. The Jewelry & Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. Call 846-2400.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Some straight talk from a Texas legend, Baseball Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan.
Hello, Texans. This is Nolan Ryan. We've got a big decision ahead of us. We need to elect the right person to represent Texas in the U.S. Senate. I have thought about this a lot, and I am proud to support a proven conservative leader, David Dewhurst. David understands Texas. He's cut our taxes, cut our spending, and balanced our budgets. David is a successful businessman. He's a conservative, and he stood up for Texas time and time again. Please join me in sending David Dewhurst to Washington to represent Texas in the U.S. Senate. You'll be proud you did.
Join Nolan Ryan in voting for David Dewhurst for Senate. Early voting ends Friday, July 27th. Election day is Tuesday, July 31.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Hi, this is David at Hogan's Trucks. After last year, who'd have thought we'd still have green grass in July? But we do, and we've got the mowers to cut it at Hogan's Trucks. We're getting shipments in daily from Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris. We got the 0% for 36 months extended all the way through the end of July. So come on down. There's no better time than right now to buy a zero-turn riding mower from Hogan's Trucks. Hogan's Trucks Unlimited, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21, 979-778-7481. Come see us.
WTAW News Time 608, 76 degrees right now at the studios. Sunshine, hot today, high of about 100. The heat index well above that. We'll tell you more about your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Hope you're having a good weekend. Two motorcyclists are dead following a weekend crash in South College Station. The victims are identified as 49-year-old Don Heyman and 69-year-old Patricia Heyman of Dodge, Texas, east of Huntsville. Officers were told the Heymans were headed west on W.D. Fitch Parkway Saturday during the noon hour when a pickup headed north on Tonkaway Lake Road pulled into the intersection and hit both cycles. The driver of the truck, 35-year-old James Leonard O'Brien, was not hurt. The intersection was closed and traffic was blocked on Fitch from Highway 30 to the Williams Creek subdivision for more than 5 hours. A crash at the same location just 2 weeks ago landed the former interim chancellor of the A&M system, Jay Kimbrough, in the hospital when his truck on Fitch was hit by a pickup that had pulled out from a stop on Tonkaway. College Station City Council members are subject to a conflict of interest clause. The definition, part of the city charter, though, is up for possible change by voters this November.
We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
A divided city council followed a divided advisory committee to ask voters if the definition should change to state law. Currently, a council member who has an indirect financial interest must remove themselves from discussing and voting on that issue. What indirect means is not spelled out. And Julie Schultz says that stops business people from running for the council.
There have been, in my long life of living here, people that have in these positions, someone's kind of gone on a witch hunt and hurt them, their reputation. And it wasn't anything that they legally did, but it was just someone made it look like they were doing something incorrect, and it did harm their business.
State law does not use the word indirect, but establishes minimum standards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station City Council has been asked for some $600,000 to finish a permanent home for the Museum of the American GI. Founder Brent Mullins says the foundation has been poured for their new exhibit building south of Texas World Speedway along Highway 6.
If you would be so kind as to consider giving us a matching grant of what we have already put into the building, this will not get us open, but it'll get us a long way along. If you would consider doubling that, I believe that we would be open by next Memorial Day.
Council took no action on the request, calling for money collected from the hotel occupancy tax. It's midsummer, and members of Congress are returning home to meet their constituents, including former Brazos Valley Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands.
Brady appeared at a town hall meeting in Lumberton to warn the people of his district that as of now, the so-called Bush tax cuts are set to expire on January 1st. Brady showed a chart comparing federal revenue and expenditures over the years and said tax increases are not the way to tackle the deficit.
And as you can tell, you could double everyone's taxes in America. You could take every dollar of the wealthy. You can't balance the budget. You've got to do it under spending.
The Treasury Department estimates more than 8 million families in Texas earning less than $250,000 will see their taxes increase if the tax cuts are not extended. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
A Waco man convicted of capital murder in Brazos County and sitting on death row has been granted a stay of execution. Lawyers for Marcus Drury have argued he's not mentally competent to be put to death, and the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruled it needed to review a defense motion on that issue. Drury was scheduled for execution Wednesday for the 2002 shooting and robbery of 20-year-old Skylar Brown at Drury's family property west of Bryan. Drury's advocates say he has a psychotic disorder and executing him would violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. This month's Bryan School Board meeting included the first review of how 3rd through 8th graders did on the state's new STAR tests. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says counselors and administrators are going to identify students, particularly minorities, who could be in the district's gifted and talented programs.
If we're not recruiting them, how are we going to get them in there? Well, what tool are we using? The only tool we have right now is the STAR exam. So if I have LEP students, Spanish students, if I have African-American students, economic disadvantaged students that are scoring at 70% or better on the STAR exam, why are we not recruiting them to put them in gifted and talented classes?
Wallace says qualified students spend part of the day in enrichment programs. WTAW News Time, 6:13, 76 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by MSC Opus. Your forecast is next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woomon, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure continues to build over the Gulf, and that's going to keep the region under the influence of some relatively warm air. We'll have sunshine today with highs very close to 100 degrees. We could be on either side of it. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back tomorrow. It's going to be warm near 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Wednesday's going to be mostly sunny and on the warm side with highs very close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we will update you on the Olympics. The medal count has China up by one on the United States in the early going. And a good day for a couple of Aggie swimmers yesterday. Could be an even bigger day today for them. We'll talk about that. The Astros stopped their 12-game losing streak.
Oh, man.
And the Brazos Valley Bombers won twice yesterday in Louisiana. We got that, some Aggie football, and more coming up in sports.
I mean, I happened to come across a picture from, I guess, the Astros' 12th loss, and it was some outfielder was on his, for the Astros, is on his butt on the warning track, and some and he's dropped the ball, and some fan is yelling at him. I just am going, man, that is just, that is the bestest. I mean,
good thing he gets paid a lot for that.
Lousy
right?
bums.
Yeah, nothing like dropping the ball and being able to have one of your fans right there ready to yell at you.
You suck!
And again, your typical Astros fan, he can't quite button the front of the Astros jersey that he's wearing. And, you know, my thought is, if you go to an Astros game and you're sitting in the stands wearing an Astros jersey, you're pretty much a glutton for punishment anyway.
That's right.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, or a glutton for whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so it's the Olympics now, you know. It's
Yeah.
I got sucked in over the weekend.
I did, too. I watched.
See, so I just, you know. I
sucked into the vortex.
Wanted to play something classy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of this music?
This is A Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's. So I've got that.
Yeah.
Okay, we could do that one, or I always have an alternate.
Yeah. Are these those vuvuzelas?
No, it's kazoos, man.
Those are just kazoos.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was short. This is only 37 seconds. Of course,
for kazoos, that's not short. I'm
and
sorry.
Then they said, wait, let's play it through one more time.
Yeah.
So I may cut that down so that we have a 16-second kazoo theme.
Can we cut it down to, like, 8?
No. I mean, at some point you have to stop and go, come on.
Yeah, life is a kazoo, after all.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah. I just.
Did you watch any Olympics, Scott?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I got trapped into watching the Olympics because I was at an eatatorium.
Oh. Well, you didn't ask them to change the channel?
No, well, they
could have
turned
your back to the TV.
Well, no, it was one of those places where there are TVs in every direction.
Oh, there was no turning back.
Yeah. But it was okay because I was there with other people. We were actually having a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And what was fun is next to us was a table of about, I don't know, 10 or 12 who all suddenly looked up at the screen. And me just being the...
turned around.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That's why I didn't. It's kind of like Dingy. Just because you did doesn't mean I'm going to. And I didn't say that to him, but I was thinking it. I did.
You're just like everyone else.
Did you just infuriate them by saying so? No. So what is that on TV?
No, not at all. No, I mean, if people want to watch the Olympics, good at them. That is wonderful. I want them to do that.
Oh, is it already Olympic time? Yeah, I hadn't heard.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But anyway. But anyhow, we have.
Oh, look, the Pan Am Games.
Yeah, exactly. Are those the Winter Olympics that they're doing there?
Are they in Stockholm?
Yeah. Now, what happened is, I guess, some point I did because I saw that sand volleyball was on.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, is that an indoor arena?
No.
Okay.
No, as a matter of fact, it's actually situated just beautifully right amongst some, you know, old red brick, looks like townhomes and office buildings and all that,
a
right?
A lot of old in London, yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's really, it's kind of strange looking where it's located.
Yeah, actually, Chase and I tweeted, you texted a little bit about volleyball because he apparently had his Jones on for the volleyball, and I wasn't sure which volleyball it was.
Chase wants to weigh the uniforms.
Yeah.
You know, they can't be any more than 8 ounces in weight.
That's right.
That's true, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Take off your uniform and you stand right here.
That's right. Rinpo.
Beijing.
Yeah, take it off slower. Come on.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
That's right. Well, they can wear one piece now. They don't have to wear two pieces.
Well, it's cold out there.
Like, yeah, it is.
Now, in the sand volleyball, do they wear their berets when they're playing?
No.
Those are locked up until the closing ceremony.
Yeah, really. Got to keep them clean.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust. That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us, and so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott & White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Hey, good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And we're just about to run out of July, folks. It's July the 30th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is
Monday.
National Cheesecake Day.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yum,
so
yum.
Just go get some of that filling.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the Sara Lee graham cracker crust already pressed into the pan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just unwrap that. You know, sit the pan right there on that side of your big chair, the filling on the other side, and you don't even have to worry about, you know, just take a glob of this and a glob of that and
wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Go for it. Today's paperback book day. And for some reason, July the 30th is Support Public Education Day. Now, why they don't do that during the school year is a little bit beyond me.
So they get one day a year to support public education.
In the middle of summer vacation.
It is July 30th.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. All right, here we go.
And birthdays today. Ed Cookie Burns.
Oh, my.
Yes, from 77 Sunset Strip, I guess that was.
That's it.
Is 79 years old today. Yeah. Movie director Peter Bogdanovich turned 73 years old. Paul Anka turned 71. I guess you call him a legendary singer, I suppose.
Oh,
he's 71.
And remember, he wrote the Tonight Show theme.
Yep. Yeah, he sure did.
He probably got some pretty good residuals out of that deal.
Oh, don't you know it? He made money every time it played.
Yep.
And that thing played, what, five nights a week for 20-some years?
Yep. Exactly. Says it's funny. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's 65th birthday, and it just calls him an actor. It just forgets that governor.
Yeah.
Some folks in California might like to.
Yeah, that's true.
He's 65 years old. Actress Delta Burke is 56 years old.
I thought she'd be older than that.
Yeah, she's only 56.
She was a real youngster when she was on Designing Women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kind of a Monica Lewinsky lookalike.
Yeah. And is she still married to
Gerald McCraney?
I don't know. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
As long as they know.
That's right. That's true. From Jacksonville, Texas, country singer Neil McCoy turns 54 years old today. Actor Lawrence Fishburne is 51 years old. And Lisa Kudrow of Friends. She was my favorite.
Whatever happened to her?
Whatever
happened to any of them?
Yeah.
Well, no, that other one. That other one's always running her mouth about. So who's the other
girl? No, she's not running her mouth. Jennifer Aniston's just one of those. She's just famous for being famous.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. And then the dark-headed girl married the crazy guy.
Right. Courtney Cox.
Yeah. That's right.
But, I mean, where's Lisa?
Well, I think she has a part on a new show by the guy that played Joey. He's
Matthew LeBlanc.
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew LeBlanc. I think he has a new show, and she's going to be on it. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, she's 49 years old. Actress Vivica A. Fox turns, who is one, by the way, is 48 years old. Actor Tom Green, he's a weird duck. Yeah, that's what it says here. He's 41 years old. Hilary Swank's birthday is today. That Academy Award-winning actress is 38 years old. Jamie Presley has never won an Academy Award, but she was in My Name is Earl.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Yes, she was. She's 35 years old today. Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, is 78 years old today. And that's all I got.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no,
no. We got
no, 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 no.
William Atherton, who's a character actor who always plays somebody who you hate.
Yeah.
He's 65 years old today. And Alton Brown, you know him from the cooking show, and I think he does Welch's commercials now. He's 50, and I don't know how you could have missed. I mean, I know it's a big list, Tom, Frank Stallone's birthday is today.
Oh, man.
Frank's still waiting on that first hit.
Yeah.
Not the other Stallone.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Apparently had gasoline bombs, homemade bombs, in his booby-trapped apartment. Are we going to ban gasoline sales now? Or in the case of the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City and Tim McVeigh, fertilizer and bombs made in that case? What I think people are missing here, somehow there's a belief system that those that break laws, those that are criminals, are somehow going to abide by the fact that there's gun control. They'll find ways to commit acts of evil if that's what they're hell-bent on doing. And obviously this person was, by definition, a psychopath and didn't care, had no empathy for human life, for the pain and the misery that he was causing as he acted out on whatever sick, twisted, evil fantasy he was building up in his mind as he was building tripwires to kill policemen that would have gone into his home.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626 is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Just plain old hot, right at 100, all the way through Friday, it looks like. Chance of rain, zero, till we get to Friday when it's a big old 10%. And about 76 for our low each night. Right now, humidity's 85%. Winds are from the southwest at 3. We've got 77.
The government is making things worse. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. You've been hearing about the fiscal cliff, the tax hikes and spending cuts that threaten to tank the economy in 2013 unless there's action in Washington ahead of time. But the Wall Street Journal says the government is already trimming spending, and that's slowing the recovery. Military spending is down. Some federal stimulus programs are ending. The number of federal jobs is smaller now than when the recovery began. General Electric is getting a boost from the Olympics. GE says it sold $100 million worth of lights, power supplies, and medical devices for the London Games. The Dark Knight Rises was the number one movie for a second weekend in a row. It took in another $64 million at American and Canadian theaters. Warner Brothers says the film has taken in $537 million worldwide so far. The 20th Century Fox release, Ice Age Continental Drift, stays in second place. Stock market futures are a little lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 6 times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series 3 times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You'll be far more influential by listening than you will ever be by talking, if you know how to listen well. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Listening. It may be one of the best and most underutilized ways to really connect with someone.
I think a key prerequisite, though, is you actually have to care about other people as opposed to just trying to maneuver them to do a deal.
Mark Goulston, author of the book, Just Listen.
So if you're speaking with someone who you feel has some sort of a head of steam, and you were to say politely but firmly, what's really going on? And they'll say something else, and if you keep saying, no, but what's really going on, what's going to happen is it's going to go deeper and deeper, and eventually they're going to share something. I'm scared. I don't know if I'm going to get a job. I'm scared. I think my marriage is falling apart. I'm scared. I think I have health problems, and I've been avoiding the doctor.
It's at that point that many of us would rush in with a piece of advice or something. But Mark says, instead, you just keep listening.
In fact, if you were to say to them, how scared are you? What will happen is they will go even deeper, and they may begin to cry and release the tension. And again, if you don't rush in, you will feel them open up their mind and heart.
And Mark says this is a powerful way to get people to help you.
When you listen deeply and get where people are coming from and pause for a moment to care about them when you're there, they're more likely to let you take them where you want them to go.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
More than 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 9th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting their annual
Stop the Bus
School Supply Drive from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point. Help us
Stop the Bus
on Thursday, August 9th from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For more information on
Stop the Bus,
visit jlbcs.org.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 76 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of about 100. The heat index well above that. Take the necessary precautions if you have to be outside today. Light-colored, lightweight clothing, lots of the proper fluids. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. An elected official on occasion will remove themselves from a meeting because they have a conflict of interest. This November, College Station voters will consider a change in that definition. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
The city charter currently requires a council member to step down when they have an indirect financial interest on an issue. But the only way to define indirect is court rulings, and Julie Schultz swayed a council majority to let voters consider changing the state law that does not use that I word.
I want business people to be on this council, and I don't want them to tell me, no, I'm not going to run for fear of someone connecting some indirect financial situation to their business from the city.
The state law establishes minimum standards to determine conflict of interest. The council split vote to let voters choose reversed a divided recommendation by the Charter Review Advisory Committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
South of Texas World Speedway along Highway 6, you can look for the concrete foundation of a new exhibit building for the Museum of the American GI. Founder Brent Mullins was at the most recent College Station City Council meeting asking for money from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund to complete construction.
They finish up with the George Bush Library and they go home.
The Museum of the American GI is not something you can look at in 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. It's going to keep people here, hopefully, for the time that they'll say, well, we're going to have to spend the night in College Station.
Mullen says they've collected more than $300,000. He's asking council for $600,000 to complete the building. For the second time this month, a major street in College Station was shut down due to a crash. Saturday during the noon hour, investigators say two motorcyclists were killed after a pickup entered the intersection of William Fitch Parkway and Tockaway Lake Road. The victims from Dodge, Texas, east of Huntsville, were identified as 69-year-old Patricia Heyman and 49-year-old Don Heyman. They were headed west when they hit the truck driven by 35-year-old James Leonard Bryan, who was not injured. On Friday the 13th, a westbound truck driven by the former interim chancellor of the A&M system, Jay Kimbrough, hit a northbound pickup that had entered the intersection. Kimbrough was hospitalized for several days before returning to work. Wednesday was the execution date for a Waco man convicted of a Brazos County capital murder. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, however, has stayed the execution of Marcus Drury, ruling it needs to review a defense motion determining if he is mentally competent. Drury's advocates say he has a psychotic disorder and executing him would violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Drury was convicted of the 2002 shooting and robbery of 20-year-old Skylar Brown west of Bryan. Bryan School District administrators and counselors are looking for more gifted students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told school board members earlier this month they'll review how 3rd through 8th graders did on the state's new STAR tests.
Why has your child not been tested for gifted and talented? If they haven't been. Now, it may very well come back and show us that every child that made a 70 or better isn't gifted and talented. But if it doesn't, why have we not identified those kiddos as at least being tested? And so that's going to be one of the things that we do to help promote that gifted and talented pre-AP, AP.
Wallace says the district's minority student population is underrepresented in gifted and talented classes. Meantime, there's a new tool to help students and parents understand the true cost of a college education.
It's called a shopping sheet, and it was created by the U.S. Department of Education with the help of higher education leaders like UT Chancellor Francisco Cigaroa. UT Systems' Anthony DeBrain says it's an explanation of college cost tailored to the student and the university.
It also puts in simple terms and easy to understand language the financial aid opportunities and grants that are awarded, and it really streamlines the information in simple terms in one sheet.
DeBrain says the UT system is embracing the program, and the one sheet will be sent to all students next fall with their financial aid award letter. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 636, 75 degrees right now. This news update brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Some straight talk from a Texas legend, Baseball Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan.
Hello, Texans. This is Nolan Ryan. We've got a big decision ahead of us. We need to elect the right person to represent Texas in the U.S. Senate. I have thought about this a lot, and I am proud to support a proven conservative leader, David Dewhurst. David understands Texas. He's cut our taxes, cut our spending, and balanced our budgets. David is a successful businessman. He's a conservative, and he stood up for Texas time and time again. Please join me in sending David Dewhurst to Washington to represent Texas in the U.S. Senate. You'll be proud you did.
Join Nolan Ryan in voting for David Dewhurst for Senate. Early voting ends Friday, July 27th. Election day is Tuesday, July 31.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
It's the grand reopening of Celebrity Spa and Salon in their new location just a few steps next door from the original one. This award-winning elite Redken Salon features amazing hairstylists trained in the very latest styles, colors, and technology. Come see the relaxing mani-pedi station and private comfortable treatment rooms for massage, waxing, and facials. Visit the new Celebrity Spa and Salon during the grand reopening just a few steps from the original one on the bypass in College Station or online at celebritiespa.net.
Hey, good morning. 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is going to result in a relatively warm week across the region. Lots of sunshine today. Most of us will see temperatures climb to about 100 degrees. Clear and warm through the evening and overnight, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Wednesday, lots of sun, a high near 100, and we're back near 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your Olympic schedule today has a lot more swimming and more gymnastics, too. Also, the women's basketball team will play tonight. A couple of Aggie swimmers will go for medals in the 100 breaststroke today. We'll talk about that. The Brazos Valley Renegades are national champions.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about that, too, and more coming up in sports.
There you are.
There you go.
Now, if you were going to pick somebody to nominate Barack Hussein Obama as president of the United States for a second term, who would you choose?
Who would I choose?
Who would you choose?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Short of the Pope, I can't imagine anybody.
Well, who? Bill Clinton.
Oh, is that who's going to do it?
Yep.
Really?
So. Yep.
God, you know, 4 years ago, he was saying some naughty things about the president.
That'll be on Wednesday night, September the 5th. Set your DVR so you can catch that.
Uh-huh.
We'll just have to see if the nomination speech is longer than the acceptance speech.
Don't you know it?
You get him up there, that's dangerous. That's just dangerous.
Well, you know, Clinton, it was, 4 years before he was nominated the first time, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't he make...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made like one of the longest convention speeches ever.
It was like William Henry Harrison long. You know, people were going,
exactly.
This guy's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
He gets up here in front of the microphone. He's liable to start telling the stories and, you know, just having a good time, just relating. I mean, you know, he's liable to get off prompter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Might do that.
Yeah. Wonder if Hillary will be there.
Oh, sure.
You think she'll be there?
Yeah, she'll
be in the gallery clapping.
He'll be putting off that vibe, you want us back, don't you? You want us back, don't you? You want us back, don't you? Yeah, see how that works. So there's really been a rather long and respected line that if you are speaking about U.S. foreign policy, you don't say anything about U.S. foreign policy outside the United States. Of course, you might be the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
or that you might be the perceived Republican presidential nominee, which is what he did over the weekend.
Yeah.
Over there in Israel, trying to get a little bit of, first to make people forget about what he said in London, and then to get a little bit of support over there in Israel. And you, Mr. Israel, I've been there observer. What'd you think about what the presumptive Republican nominee had to say over there?
Which part?
Well, the idea that he is, the way he ended his speech, may God bless my country of America, and may he bless the and protect the nation of Israel, and really kind of inferred that he wouldn't be against the idea if Israel decided that they needed to maybe attack Iran, which is pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, I think part of it has to do with who's in power right now. Mm-hmm. And again, because they're a parliamentary form of government, you have Netanyahu and the Likud party that's in power right now, but it's always a coalition government. And there's an imbalance within the Knesset, which is the Israeli parliament, you know, that there are a lot of ultra Orthodox Jews that are in power, and that have an inordinate amount of power compared to what we would call secular Jews in a large respect of the word. And so you kind of have to, you know, perhaps play that up. You could also argue that Romney's just trying to sway, you know, Jewish voters that would otherwise vote for Obama.
Well, of course, Netanyahu took the opportunity to basically say, well, you know, what we tried hadn't worked so far. His words have not set back the Iranian program by one iota.
No.
So all these, you know, sanctions and all this kind of garbage didn't work. And so, I mean, again, not unusual for him to say that while he's standing right next to Romney, mm-hmm. is interesting, because it would infer that these two guys stand shoulder to shoulder and see eye to eye on this at the same time.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that, certainly compared to the current administration. Yeah.
There is, I should have pulled the audio up on this, but found one over the weekend where the president said in 2008 that Jerusalem will be the capital. Jerusalem will be the capital. Says it over and over again.
Wow.
Now you can't get anybody in the Obama administration to say that.
Yeah, because that's a highly controversial thing.
Right. I mean, they have the audio that they had from last week from the news conference, daily briefing. They're just hammering Jay Carney. And all he can say is, you know where we stand on this. And then the lady says, no, I don't. And then another guy says, she doesn't know. That's why she keeps asking. Mm-hmm. How many times do we have to ask you this? So,
do you think they don't respect him?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, and again, it's such an odd situation because, well, and by odd I mean ridiculous, quite frankly, because the Knesset is in Jerusalem, the seat of power is in Jerusalem, the government is in Jerusalem, but technically the capital is Tel Aviv.
Right. And again, for the president to have said that, and now we can't get anybody to reinforce that one more time. I find it very interesting. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, just see what she did. Oh, this woman, really, I think the Botox has gone to her brain. I really, really do.
And it's pulling it tight.
Yeah, she sat down with, what's his name, Al Hunt. Is that one of those guys there in D.C.? And in the interview, she kind of said that, well, maybe there's the appearance that the Republicans are trying to keep the tax cuts for the wealthy to, well, I don't know, keep the Jewish vote. Yeah, I know. She came very close to that. She said, you know, as many of the Republicans are using Israel as an excuse, what they are really wanting are tax cuts for the wealthy. So Israel, that can be one reason they put that forth. I mean, really? He did.
Really?
She did that, and then she also said, well, you know, Mr. Obama has been to Israel several times.
So have a lot of other people.
Well, but he hasn't. He's been there once, and he wasn't even president then.
That's right. He's never been there as president.
Never been there as president. But she said, oh, yeah, he's been there a lot then. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the same woman that said we have to vote for the bill before we can read it.
Of course, and she wasn't exactly sure when life begins, and as far as she's concerned, natural gas isn't a fossil fuel, but, you know. Look, if those idiots want to continue to elect her in California, that's fine. But, I mean, doesn't the Democrat Party at some point go, ma'am, you need to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to sit down. Either that or quit the Botox.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing, 60 months interest-free, top dollar for your trade-ins, free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
With no close runners up, crepe myrtles are our finest flowering shrubs and small trees. They're handsome at all seasons, from their summertime blooms to the fall foliage, also the winter trunks. They bloom for several months, May through September, and they come in all shades of red, pink, white, purple, and lavender. Depending on the variety, mature heights range from 2 to 32 feet. There's a crepe myrtle for almost any landscaping need. Crepe myrtles require full sun to perform to their maximum, and they handle the heat. What more could you want? We'll be back with details of choosing and using crepe myrtles right after this message. Some would have described that famous southern vine, kudzu, as being indestructible. That's until now. Now there's a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula is specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, and others, roots and all. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrate or a 1-gallon ready-to-use bottle. One bottle will treat up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in 1 to 6 weeks. For the best results, apply it when the weeds are growing actively. Use some type of shield, like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth, to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the product. Certain hard-to-kill weeds may require a repeat application if regrowth occurs. Applied when the wind's calm, keep people and pets out of treated areas until it's dried. Read and follow label directions. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your first considerations in choosing a crepe myrtle have to be its mature height and its color. It's really critical that you choose a variety that grows only as tall as you want so that you won't have to trim your plants back to keep them in bounds. One of the things that makes my skin crawl faster than anything in the world is, Neil, how far can I prune back my crepe myrtle? You don't want to do that. Don't ever use pruning as a means of height control. Once you've decided on a mature height and then the color, choose the variety that best suits your needs. Buy plants while they're in full bloom. That would be now, to ensure that you're getting exactly the colors that you want. Transport your new plants carefully, protecting them from highway winds. Plant them immediately when you get home. Once you have new plants in the ground, water them. Nitrogen is the other key to rapid growth of your new crepe myrtles. You'll have to hand water new plants their first summer, maybe 2 years. They've been grown in very porous planting mixes containing large amounts of bark and compost. That's partially because nursery stock grows well in that mix, but it's also because it's lighter in weight to reduce costs of shipping. However, it dries out much more quickly than native Texas soils, hence the added attention to irrigation. You want to apply a high nitrogen or all nitrogen lawn type fertilizer to stimulate the most rapid growth possible. You'll only need 1 or 2 tablespoons per plant initially, but mature plants can use 1 pound per accumulated inch of trunk diameter. You want to fertilize them in April, June, and September. Scatter the fertilizer over the entire root zone and water deeply after each feeding. Crepe myrtles are genetically shrubs. They all are shrubs. Left to their own accord, they will grow multiple stems and quantities of horizontal branching. However, we found many years ago that we can train the taller types into small trees simply by removing unwanted branches and trunks and by keeping new sprouts from developing. Unfortunately, about that same time, people began to think that crepe myrtles needed to be topped, and that's absolutely not true. That's the quickest possible way to ruin your crepe myrtles. Get into a garden center now and take a look at the crepe myrtles. They're glorious, and this is their time. I'm Neil Sperry, and our next Plant Talk Texas, the ways that we as gardeners misuse water. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Monday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's First Look at Your Sports, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. It was a weekend full of swimming and gymnastics at the 30th Olympics as they got started Saturday morning in London. 25 events have finished already, and China leads the early medal count with 12. The U.S. just one behind with 11, but China has 6 gold to America's 3 so far. One of the U.S.'s medals was a disappointing silver in the men's 4x100 freestyle, where Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, and company were overtaken in the last 10 meters by the French, reversing the finish of 4 years ago in Beijing. It was Phelps' first ever silver medal to go with his 14 gold and 2 bronze. It was a good day for two Aggie swimmers as both Bria Larson and Aaliyah Atkinson qualified for the 100-meter breaststroke finals. Atkinson is swimming for Jamaica. The finals are scheduled for 2:15 this afternoon, our time. Larson had the third fastest time, and Atkinson had to win a swim-off to get the eighth and the final spot. Tonight, the USA women's basketball team will meet Angola. The men will meet Tunisia tomorrow after they beat France 98-71 yesterday. Kimberly Rohde won the gold medal in women's skeet shooting, making her the first American ever to take an individual sport medal in 5 consecutive Olympics. Pretty amazing. She won a gold medal in double trap in Atlanta as a teenager in 96, took bronze in that event 4 years later in Sydney, reclaimed the gold in Athens in 2004, and won the silver in skeet in Beijing 4 years ago. Congratulations to the Brazos Valley Renegades 18 and under team that won the AAU national title yesterday in Fort Myers, Florida, beating Tallahassee 3-0. Matt Roberts threw a one-hitter in the championship game. The Renegades scored all their runs in the third with a 2-run double by Scott Jones and a sack fly by Eric Stegen. Houston Astros stopped their 12-game losing streak yesterday with a 9-5 win over Pittsburgh. Houston's at Milwaukee tonight. The Texas Rangers avoided a sweep by the White Sox with a 2-0 win yesterday in Arlington. Texas still leads the AL West by 4.5 games. The LA Angels come into Arlington tomorrow. And when Kevin Sumlin was hired from the University of Houston, Aggie fans knew that the speed of the game would be turned up a notch or two. UH led the nation in total offense and in number of snaps with more than 1,100. They also made the most first downs of any team in the country with 393. Will he bring that tempo to A&M? Well, he thinks so.
Well, we've hoped that it's been an advantage for us over the last few years. I think, you know, it's probably a little bit different than a lot of people have used in the SEC. We've got to be sensitive to what we're doing, what our players can handle. Obviously, last year at Houston, we were going about as fast as anybody in the country, but we had some veteran players. I think the first year our tempo was not nearly where it was the last two or three seasons, and our ability to change tempo is probably as important as the speed of the game. So the ability to jump in and out of boat racing speed to methodical speed is probably as important in changing the tempo of the game as anything for us. And that's hard for a young quarterback or a first-year offense to do. But, that's why we practice.
Aggies will open preseason drills on Friday. And that's your first look at sports at 6:57. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. and nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina, increase muscle tone and get lean, increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find a beverage of your choice at a Bomber's Cap and 9 innings of entertainment with some of the best collegiate baseball around for only $12. Join us on August 3rd at American Momentum Bank Ballpark. Get your Aggie special today at Bombers2012.com.
WTAW College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Formal murder charges expected this morning against the movie theater shooting spree suspect James Holmes. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal's live at the courthouse in Centennial.
Chris, these charges will likely include 12 counts of murder for the 12 people killed inside the theater, as well as charges for those 58 injured. But the theater wasn't the only crime scene. James Holmes allegedly rigged his apartment to explode, and police said it was designed to kill whomever entered. Holmes' attorneys have asked for and will get a hearing today over a notebook he apparently sent to his psychiatrist. They say that book is privileged information and want it turned over. They also want to know if anyone violated the judge's gag order by telling the media about the notebook, Chris.
A fundraiser in Jerusalem, now off to Poland for Mitt Romney today. The Democrats, meantime, will have a former president nominating this one for re-election at their convention in Charlotte. Here's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in D.C.
Former President Bill Clinton will deliver the keynote address on the convention's second full night and officially place President Obama's name into nomination. The former president remains very popular and influential in the party and is expected to lay out a spirited endorsement of the current commander-in-chief. President Obama will deliver his address the following night. Former President George W. Bush does not plan to be at next month's Republican convention, Chris.
Another Syrian general defecting across the border to Turkey, an official there tells the Associated Press.
The Turkish, the Qataris, and the Saudi Arabians, who are, according to multiple diplomatic sources, now funneling weapons to the rebels inside. If you look at what the Russians are saying, they are warning that that kind of action, that kind of intervention, will add a really worrying sectarian dimension to this.
Sky News correspondent Alex Rossi. A power grid crashes in northern India. 370 million people are without electricity. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Triple Digit Heat is here. You're hot, tired, and thirsty, and Rattlers has the thirsty part covered this month. Any size fountain drink, only 79 cents. Coke, Diet Coke, and Sprite, two 12-packs, only $7. And after a hot day of work, cool off with a cold one. All 20 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors families of beer, only $15.79 at participating stores. Yep, July is a hot one, so cool off at any of your Rattler stores. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4300 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Norma G Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing. 60 months interest free. Top dollar for your trade-ins. Free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR. Norman G, Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, this is David, Hogan's Trucks. After last year, who'd have thought we'd still have green grass in July? But we do, and we've got the mowers to cut it at Hogan's Trucks. We're getting shipments in daily from Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris. We got the 0% for 36 months extended all the way through the end of July. So come on down. There's no better time than right now to buy a zero-turn riding mower from Hogan's Trucks. Hogan's Trucks Unlimited, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21, 979-778-7481. Come see us.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 76 degrees right now at the studios, 100 for a high today. The heat index could be as high as 108, so take the necessary precautions, light-colored, lightweight clothing if you have to be outside for extended periods of time, and lots of the proper fluids as well. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Two motorcyclists are dead following a weekend crash in South College Station. The victims, identified as 49-year-old Don Heyman and 69-year-old Patricia Heyman from Dodge, Texas, east of Huntsville. Officers were told the Heymans were headed west on William Fitch Parkway Saturday around lunchtime when a pickup headed north on Tonkaway Lake Road pulled into the intersection, striking both cycles. The driver of the truck, a Brian man, was not hurt. That intersection was closed for about 5 hours. College Station City Council members are subject to a conflict of interest clause. The definition, part of the city charter, is also up for a possible change by voters this November. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
A divided city council followed a divided advisory committee to ask voters if the definition should change to state law. Currently, a council member who has an indirect financial interest must remove themselves from discussing and voting on that issue. What indirect means is not spelled out. And Julie Schultz says that stops business people from running for the council.
There have been, in my long life of living here, people that have in these positions, someone's kind of gone on a witch hunt and hurt them, their reputation. And it wasn't anything that they legally did, but it was just someone made it look like they were doing something incorrect, and it did harm their business.
State law does not use the word indirect, but establishes minimum standards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station City Council, meanwhile, has been asked for some $600,000 to finish a permanent home for the Museum of the American GI. Museum founder Brent Mullins says the foundation has been poured for their new exhibit building south of Texas World Speedway along Highway 6.
If you would be so kind as to consider giving us a matching grant of what we have already put into the building, this will not get us open, but it'll get us a long way along. If you would consider doubling that, I believe that we would be open by next Memorial Day.
Council took no action on the request, calling for money collected from the hotel occupancy tax. A Waco man convicted of capital murder in Brazos County, sitting on death row, has been granted a stay of execution. Lawyers for Marcus Drury have argued he is not mentally competent to be put to death. Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has ruled it needs to review a defense motion on the issue. Drury was scheduled to be executed Wednesday for the 2002 shooting and robbery of 20-year-old Skylar Brown at Drury's family property west of Bryan. Drury's advocates say he has a psychotic disorder, and executing him would violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. This month's Bryan School Board meeting included the first review of how 3rd through 8th graders did on the state's new STAR tests. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says counselors and administrators are going to identify students, particularly minorities, who could be in the district's gifted and talented programs.
If we're not recruiting them, how are we going to get them in there? Well, what tool are we using? The only tool we have right now is the STAR exam. So if I have LEP students, Spanish students, if I have African-American students, economic disadvantaged students, that are scoring at 70% or better on the STAR exam, why aren't we not recruiting them to put them in gifted and talented classes?
Wallace says qualified students spend part of the day in enrichment programs. One of the country's leading proponents of government-managed health care is expected to tell medical students at the UT Health Science Center how he thinks it will be good for the nation's health and pocketbook.
Author and physician Thomas Reed will say there simply won't be enough doctors to treat all the new people coming into the primary care system, but he says we need to get out of the habit of always demanding to see the MD.
I got a kid who gets an earache every winter, always the same treatment. It would be fine for me if we went to a nurse or a physician's assistant.
He says the bigger question is, why does Germany, which has a completely government-run system, have a healthier population that lives longer and spends less than half what we do for health care? In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And government officials and safety experts say distracted walking is a growing problem on city streets and suburban parking lots and in shopping centers. Probably around here we could add major college campuses, too. There are usually people strolling while talking on the phone, texting, or otherwise engaged with their heads down. Reports of injuries to distracted walkers treated at hospital emergency rooms have more than quadrupled in the past 7 years and are also considered to be an underreported group. There's also been a spike in pedestrians killed and injured in traffic accidents, but there's no reliable data on how many were distracted by electronics. WTAW News Time, 710. It's 76 degrees, just turned 711. This look at news brought to you by Zornman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zornman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zornman Flooring today.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, do you know about Suddenlink2Go? Suddenlink2Go, a great opportunity for you to get more content than ever before, and you can take it with you. For instance, the Viacom networks are now live. That's MTV, BET, Comedy Spike, Nick, VH1, and also HBO2Go is now available on your Kindle and Android tablets. The Turner networks are working on content that'll be available for Android devices. Do this. Go to suddenlink.com/apps to see all the network apps and device that are available depending on what device you have. That's just one more thing that you get from Suddenlink, one more thing that can be yours that makes it a great value. So give them a call or go to the website and find out more about this. Plus, Suddenlink will give you $300 in savings to help cover any satellite cancellation fees that you want to go through. You know all the problems that satellites had a few weeks ago. And while they've gotten some of that straightened out, it's still a great opportunity for you. And also, Suddenlink recently finished major upgrades in the Bryan College Station area that allow you to increase many of your internet speeds. Some of them have, in fact, doubled. That's all free, no additional charge. Now, it's easier than ever to get online with the fastest internet connections in town. So check out what the new to-go apps are available for you from Suddenlink. And, of course, also there's Suddenlink HD TV with free HD. That's available. The employee phones, $20 a month. That's right. You pay the same price the Suddenlink employees pay, and that can be a 50% savings over your phone company. And you get high-speed internet for as low as $15 a month. Give them a call. See, lots of stuff. 1-800-915-1866 or go to Suddenlink.com today for more information on what's there for you.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Dewhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Dewhurst said, quote, "I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally." Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Dewhurst claims he's, quote, "never supported a payroll tax." But in 2005, Dewhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Dewhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
Good morning. It's 7:15. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is going to result in a relatively warm week across the region. Lots of sunshine today. Most of us will see temperatures climb to about 100 degrees. Clear and warm through the evening and overnight. Lows 75 to 80. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear 75 to 80. Wednesday, lots of sun, a high near 100. And we're back near 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley Bombers got a couple of wins yesterday in Louisiana. They play there again tonight. We'll talk about that. Talk some Aggie football, some SEC football, and, of course, Olympics, all that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. I don't know. I guess I have been to that intersection, but is there something unusual about Tonkaway Road and Fitch?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I was through there not long ago, and people go through there every day. So
I go there quite often because we go to Huntsville to visit friends, and that's the way we go. And no, there's not. It's
I guess it's just
normal
one of those statistical anomaly type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had the problem in Bryan for a while. Was that Jones Road where we had so many accidents?
It was Villa Marie in 47.
Yeah.
That was because the 47 traffic didn't have to stop.
Right.
And that stop sign would kind of sneak up on people. Yep. And they put rumble strips. They put everything out there.
Flashing red lights.
Clack signs, basically, to get your attention.
Yeah. But the interesting thing to talk about, it's not like a blind, there's no like blind curve or anything like that. No.
Just a horrible accident happened out there.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. As promised.
Yeah, they're harmonized.
Yeah.
Wow. Could you promise less of it next time?
That's only 17 seconds, and it sounds like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Felt like a lot longer. Yeah.
17 seconds, I'll never get back.
So the question is, who made the Olympic ring? Who made the Olympic rings?
You mean who designed them?
Yeah. Huh. His name is Baron Pierre de Corbetin.
I'm guessing he's been dead for a while.
Yeah. Founder of the modern Olympics, was a French aristocrat who had this enormous waxed mustache. In 1914, the Baron announced that he had designed a symbol for the 20th anniversary of the Games. "This is truly an international emblem," he wrote, "of the five rings linked together to suggest the unity of humankind. Ah, but where did the Baron get his idea for the design?
Oh, did he steal it from someone?
Yes, he apparently did.
Oh.
Yeah. The design seemed to burst forth from the imagination of the Baron. But actually, Carl Lennertz, who is a historian, found out that the Baron had been perusing a magazine that had a Dunlop tire ad that had five bicycle tires. So, as much as they don't want to be commercial, apparently it was an advertisement for Dunlop tires that inspired the Olympic ring. So, there you go. Yeah. And what is the order of the colors? Do you know, from left to right? Do you know? I mean, you've looked at it like a gajillion times this weekend.
I never really paid attention.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point.
But nobody required me to.
Blue, red, black, green, and gold is the colors.
We know what they are. We just don't know what order they're in. And
Never felt compelled to memorize the order.
Yeah, well, didn't know there's going to be a pop quiz.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could go put them colored shoe polish on your car window or something.
Oh, yeah. Or just on the door. Just paint it right there on the door.
So anyway, apparently, and again, I did not see it, but they had livestock, right? I mean, they put livestock down there on the field.
The opening ceremony?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very first of it, they did. It was sort of a history of Great Britain. And
how long did that take?
Paying homage to, it was the whole 3 hours. It was a very well-done show, except, of course, you all know the big controversy about NBC and what they cut out of it, right?
No, you
hadn't heard about this?
No.
Well, they evidently did a tribute to those who were killed in the 2005 London terrorist attack, the bombing in 2005, which happened the same day that London was awarded the Games, and 53 people were killed. And they did about a 15-minute tribute to those who died. NBC decided that really wasn't, wasn't for the American audience, so they ran a Ryan Seacrest interview with Michael Phelps instead.
All right.
Showing that.
That is awesome.
And the Brits were none too pleased about that.
I can imagine.
None.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. So that's been the big, matter of fact, if you go to NBCOlympics.com, that's the biggest comments about the NBC coverage is how rude that was.
Why did they think they needed to talk to Michael Phelps?
Because
that didn't work out well, did
because
it?
No. Because he's Michael Phelps, and it was an opportunity to put Ryan Seacrest on the air since he doesn't get a lot of face time.
Okay. Yeah.
But evidently, the rest of the world...
He doesn't, does he? We don't know who he is.
The rest of the world was watching this moving tribute, which you can see on internet if you Google it or something like that. But it was quite a moving tribute that NBC didn't think we needed to see. So.
Okay, nor did the Olympics want to honor the Israeli athletes who were killed 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The other people just happened to be in a train station that blew up. Is that right?
Yeah.
As opposed to actually representing their country in the Olympic Village and defending them as they went to the airport. But, I understand. I'm not trying. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Opening night of the Olympics, best ever for an Olympic Games that's not located in the U.S. Overnight Nielsen's gave a 33 share to the opening ceremonies, which was 8% better than those 2008 Beijing Games. Well, that was held in a bird's nest. What do you expect? And 22% better than the Athens Games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today on NBC, I mean, it started 7 minutes ago, the equestrian eventing and cross country.
Mm.
That's on the NBC Sportsnet.
Yes.
Women's basketball with the U.S. and Angola. That'll be on the NBC Sportsnet today at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, swimming.
Tonight. Swimming.
Swimming on prime time.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. The first matchup between Michael Phelps and that other guy, Ryan, what's his name?
Lochte.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, Lochte.
See, that's the problem. He's got a hard to pronounce last name.
Uh-huh.
People are not going, that doesn't roll off your tongue like Phelps. That's easy to say. Hey.
Yeah. Well, Lochte beat Phelps like a stepchild the other day. And,
well, I'm sure all the stepchildren appreciate that.
Yeah. As a stepchild, let me...
sorry.
That's all right.
Just saying.
Yeah. 7:22. We'll save this. We have other Olympic sports that don't exist anymore, but we've already broken out more time than I thought that we were going to spend on that. By the way, today is the anniversary of the French national anthem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it... Why don't we just give up? Is that the name of their
Why can't we be friends?
I don't know. Well, one more little Olympic thing. Maybe taking note that there are some foreigners in town. It appears that Harrod's department store opened up their Christmas World department, the earliest time it ever has.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 8,000 square foot department
store.
That's
just smart marketing, my
friend.
Sure
it is. Snow Globe Village. But you can't bring the snow globes back on the airplane. See, they don't tell you that.
Oh, that's because they're more than 6 ounces of fluid, is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Then there's the pop-up gingerbread shop front, the full-size alpine ski chalet. All that can be seen, and there it is. So, fascinating right there. Did you hear about, do you think they found a U-boat, a German U-boat, off the coast of Massachusetts?
God, I bet that crew's tired.
The U-550, which had wreaked havoc
How
along
is
the
there yet?
On the hill.
We're still waiting the orders.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Have we heard from Hitler yet?
Das Boot.
He's
das
dead.
Das Boot. When is the shore leave?
Guess you got enough sleep this weekend.
Maybe.
Amazingly, the sub totally intact. And the crew of the undersea search specialist who discovered it described it as the last undiscovered German warship along the eastern seaboard.
Well, yeah, until they discover another one.
So,
I mean, how can you make a statement like that and know that you're being accurate?
Well, they go, oops, we missed it.
Yeah, so maybe officially the war wasn't over until, you know,
well,
these people thought, yeah,
don't know.
We've got to come back in us here. Yeah.
Not All right. No winners Saturday night.
We'll regroup.
That's right.
No winners Saturday night.
You weren't prepared
night.
For old men, old men, German
men. Old German men, yeah. No winner in Saturday night's drawing of the Powerball, so now we're talking about $158 million.
Yeah.
That's probably enough to go ahead and put a shekel down. That might work.
I don't know. I don't know how many. Shekel not going to buy very much. So.
That's true. $107 million cash value, by the way. Never mind the chances are $195.2 million to one. Get you a group together and have a big time. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, basically they call themselves We Spoil Everybody's Fun, says the General Mills Nature Valley brand ain't all that natural. And as a matter of fact, they have filed a lawsuit against General Mills telling them they can't call it that anymore. Because their Natural Valley products contain non-natural, highly processed ingredients. So, as a result, it's not natural enough for them. It has to be 100% natural if sold in the state of California, apparently because they're going to file this suit on behalf of two California women who are and other California consumers who say it's not natural enough. So, if you're eating General Mills Nature Valley brand, then I guess they're going to have to go to court to prove it's actually natural now. See how that works out for them. Once again, that truth in advertising.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hi, I'm Tracy Sheets. I was a College Station police officer for almost 17 years. In 2010, I was hit by a drunk driver while on duty. I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons for district attorney because he is a trusted, proven, and committed prosecutor. He has devoted his career to keeping Brazos County safe. I've worked with Jarvis on many cases, and he is the right man for this job. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons for district attorney on July 31st. And remember, early voting is July 23rd to July 27th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
Hey, 726, here you go with your weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, at morefeed.com. About 100 for a high temperature all week long, every day. Low temperature will be about 76 or so, and only a mention of rain of about 10%. On Friday. Right now, 77, and the relative humidity is 85%.
Now at your neighborhood Subway, the new Southwest Chili Collection. A tempting trio of sensational subs loaded with green chilies. Try the Albuquerque turkey with crispy bacon and smooth avocado. The Santa Fe chicken with bacon and creamy ranch. Or the Southwest cheesesteak, a taste as big as the land it hails from. All three with roasted chopped chilies, if you've got the chops. Get to your local Subway for the new Southwest Chili Collection today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some?
Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There is a big and growing problem with buckyballs. That's right, buckyballs. They're high-powered desktop magnetic toys for adults. Now, these magnets, the small magnets in the toys, can be formed into different shapes. And apparently some teenagers and younger children have discovered the buckyballs, and they're misusing them. Now, the regime's Consumer Product Safety Commission filed an administrative complaint against Buckyballs, New York-based manufacturer Maxfield and Overton. The CPSC wants to shut down the sale of Buckyballs. Now, what's the problem? Well, since 2009, about a dozen kids have swallowed Buckyballs. Some required surgery. One was a 12-year-old girl who used the Buckyballs to pretend that she had a tongue piercing, and she ended up swallowing the things. Don't even bother asking why 12-year-old girls are pretending to have tongue piercings. That's another update. Now, the company is calling the consumer agency's actions unfair, unjust, and un-American. The founder of the company, Craig Zucker, insisted Buckyballs are marketed to people 14 and older, and they carry clear warning labels to keep them out of the hands and the mouths of kids. Now, the regime wants to ban Buckyballs because an average of 3 kids a year play with them when they shouldn't. They want to give this company the death penalty, shut it down, drive them out of business. Maybe your company, Mr. Zucker, but Obama tells you you didn't build it, and his regime will play judge, juror, and executioner and destroy it if they can.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, 731, 77 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, 100 for a high. The heat index possibly as high as 108. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. An elected official on occasion will remove themselves from a meeting because they have a conflict of interest. This November, College Station voters will consider a change in the definition. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
The city charter currently requires a council member to step down when they have an indirect financial interest on an issue. But the only way to define indirect is court rulings, and Julie Schultz swayed a council majority to let voters consider changing to state law that does not use that I word.
I want business people to be on this council, and I don't want them to tell me, no, I'm not going to run for fear of someone connecting some indirect financial situation to their business from the city.
The state law establishes minimum standards to determine conflict of interest. The council split vote to let voters choose reversed a divided recommendation by the Charter Review Advisory Committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
South of Texas World Speedway along Highway 6, you can look for the concrete foundation of a new exhibit building for the Museum of the American GI. Founder Brent Mullins was at the last College Station City Council meeting asking for money from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund to complete construction.
They finish up with the George Bush Library and they go home. The Museum of the American GI is not something you can look at in 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. It's going to keep people here, hopefully, for the time that they'll say, well, we're going to have to spend the night in College Station.
Mullen says they've collected more than $300,000. He's asking council for $600,000 to complete the building. For the second time this month, a major street in College Station was shut down due to a crash Saturday during the noon hour. Investigators say two motorcyclists from the Huntsville area were killed after a pickup entered the intersection of William Fitch Parkway and Tonkaway Lake Road. It was Friday the 13th of this month. The westbound truck driven by former A&M Interim Chancellor, A&M System Interim Chancellor Jay Kimbrough, hit a northbound pickup that had just entered the intersection. Kimbrough was hospitalized for several days before returning to work. Wednesday was the execution date for a Waco man convicted of a Brazos County capital murder. Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has stayed the execution of Marcus Drury, ruling it needed to review a defense motion determining if he is mentally competent. Drury's advocates say he has a psychotic disorder, and executing him would violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Drury was convicted of the 2002 shooting and robbery on his family's property west of Bryan that took the life of 20-year-old Skylar Brown. Bryan School District administrators and counselors are looking for more gifted students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told school board members earlier this month they'll be reviewing how 3rd through 8th graders did on the state's new STAR tests.
Why has your child not been tested for gifted and talented? If they haven't been. Now, it may very well come back and show us that every child that made a 70 or better isn't gifted and talented. But if it doesn't, why have we not identified those kiddos as at least being tested? And so that's going to be one of the things that we do to help promote that gifted and talented pre-AP, AP.
Wallace says the district's minority student population is underrepresented in gifted and talented classes. Senator John Cornyn of Texas is putting the spotlight on Texas entrepreneurs after the Senate voted to extend tax cuts for everyone except families earning more than $250,000 a year.
Cornyn says he's heard from more than 400 entrepreneurs since President Obama's recent comments about successful business operators not doing it all on their own. In a speech on the Senate floor, Cornyn highlighted Gary Murray, who owns a fencing club.
Gary started the Round Rock Fencing Club with his own money, without any financial support from the government. What he achieved on his own. His story is a testament to hard work and human creativity.
Cornyn says rather than helping business, the federal government puts obstacles in its way with high taxes and overregulation. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
And disabled veterans are not being granted discounts on Central Texas toll roads despite legislation passed in 2009 giving state agencies the authority to grant free rides. Only toll authorities in the Houston area have granted disabled veterans a discount. Two agencies that oversee Central Texas tolls have not adopted the practice and don't plan to do so in the short term. Texas Department of Transportation says granting disabled veterans free rides could harm annual revenues by 10%. The original legislation was co-written by a state representative from Corpus Christi, who says he thought the agencies would see it as an opportunity to say thank you. WTAW News Time, 7:36 at 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit texascw.net or call 778- 3380.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back-to-school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain Program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Dewhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Dewhurst said, quote, I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally. Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Dewhurst claims he's, quote, never supported a payroll tax. But in 2005, Dewhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Dewhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning. It's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is going to result in a relatively warm week across the region. Lots of sunshine today. Most of us will see temperatures climb to about 100 degrees. Clear and warm through the evening and overnight. Lows 75 to 88. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Wednesday, lots of sun, a high near 100, and we're back near 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll take our tour around the SEC. We'll hear from Will Muschamp. He's the coach of the Florida Gators, who the Aggies will open SEC competition with on September the 8th at Kyle Field. We'll talk about that, some Olympic update, and more coming up in sports.
The results are in, and the nation's fastest-growing religious group is the Amish.
Oh, what?
New York Post says a new Amish settlement is being founded in this country every month. The settlements are being organized by large families. According to the new census count, the biggest Amish growth was seen in New York State, where there have been 15 new settlements since 2010. So there you are.
How about that?
Here's your...
Well, they're not distracted by TV, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, yeah. Don't have to fix any light switches.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey. Ronda was a bronze medalist in judo in the Beijing Games, okay?
Well, who doesn't know that?
An Olympian in 04 and 08. She tells Yahoo.com that all the athletes used to get together and have fun, except for Michael Phelps. He refused to mingle. Apparently, he had the same attitude when they both appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And She refused to, quote, treat him like a groupie, end quote, but rather would treat him as a teammate. She said, like Michael, never needed his own, he always needed his own private section of the club. Even the NBA players, who are a bigger deal than he is, hung out with us. We were teammates. We're not a bunch of groupies. Come hang out with us. Who the hell are you? I don't like being somebody's teammate and being treated like I'm a groupie. Get over yourself. So
there you go.
If he loses today, will he suddenly decide that he wants to be Mr. Humble?
Well, you know, in a few more days, he'll be, you know, he'll be yesterday's.
That's right.
News.
He'll just be somebody else.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because he'll be through swimming.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
Yeah.
You know what took place over the weekend, don't you? You know what took place over the weekend?
Other than the opening Olympics.
Right, right. It was the Miss Teen USA pageant.
Was it?
Yeah.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Enough.
So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Forever.
Thank you very much,
you
South Carolina.
There you go.
Forever and ever, amen.
You know who didn't have a chance in hell of winning?
Huh.
Was Allie Rogers, who is this year's Miss South Carolina. I mean, for how many years will South Carolina never be able to finish in the top five?
It's like an implied 20-year ban, probably.
I mean, this poor girl, this Allie Rogers, she wins the Miss South Carolina teen pageant and goes, oh, great. Okay.
Oh, good.
And because when I saw this, I went, well, let's go see who Miss South Carolina is. So I typed in Miss South Carolina teen pageant, and I went to the website, and sure enough, the credits that they have up here, they've misspelled teen.
What?
Yeah, they put three E's in it.
Oh, my
teen
God.
Teen pageant. Anyway, so Allie didn't win, but congratulations.
The pressure on her.
No,
I mean,
that's right.
She's probably a lovely and
I'm sure
intelligent
she is.
Girl.
That's why I say when she won, she great.
Beauty queens normally aren't known for being homely.
Yeah. No.
Excuse me, isn't it a scholarship? It's a scholarship pageant.
Of course it
right?
is.
Yes.
So anyway, congratulations to Logan West of Southington, Connecticut. She is the new Miss Teen USA.
Miss Connecticut.
Yep.
Well,
now, explain to me why the Miss Teen USA pageant was held in the Bahamas, and that'd be probably a pretty good thing to know. But the top five finalists included the first runner-up, who was Miss West Virginia. Yes, I do have my teeth. Elizabeth Sabatino.
For now.
Uh-huh. Along
That's
with...
That's right. But I don't floss.
That's right. Along with Miss Michigan, who left her job at the Ford plant to come in. Courtney Pizzamenti. Miss Ohio...
Mm-hmm. Who left her job at the Firestone Tire Plant.
That's right. Kendall Fine. That's a cool name. And then Miss Oklahoma, Jessica Morgan. So there you are. Logan West is 17 years old and the first winner from Connecticut in the Miss Teen USA pageant. That's what it is. They've told South Carolina every state has to win before you can get back in the top five.
That's right.
Good luck on waiting on Miss Montana. Oh, those poor folks. That's all right. All right, let's see what else is going on in the world. Scientists believe there is mounting evidence that individual weather events, including sudden floods, heat waves, more intense storms, have climate change at their root. In other words, we need more funding. We're not sure, but if you'll give us some more money to go ahead and look into this, we just might be right. So, good luck with that. Your tax dollars at work. Entire office complex was evacuated in Switzerland over a plastic toy spider. Swiss police scrambled.
Wait,
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Swiss police scrambled.
Sounded like Miley then.
You did, yeah. 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 You want to try it again? An entire office complex was evacuated in Switzerland.
Slow down there, speed demon. My Commodore 64 can't catch up with you.
Hey. All right.
Go ahead.
An entire office complex was evacuated in Switzerland over a plastic toy spider.
What?
That's right.
Yeah. What?
Uh-huh. Swiss police.
I don't know. You did it better, Chase. I think.
What? Yeah.
Swiss police scrambled after a report that a giant bird-eating spider was spotted on the office manager's desk.
Oh, I think the rules of the game just changed.
No, but it was
plastic.
You
mean to tell me...
Yeah.
Oh, it was plastic.
Yeah,
that's right. Never mind.
So there. But cops.
You just said bird eating spider, and I went into full blown panic mode at that point.
Run away!
Yeah.
But cops arrived accompanied by a dangerous animals expert that quickly realized it was a plastic spider. Workers were given a 20-minute lecture on how to tell the difference between real and fake spiders. No charges were filed against the employees for their mistake. What? Go up and poke it with a stick? I mean,
sure, why not?
Let's do 20 minutes on that. See how that that works out for you. And proponents of photo enforcement for speeders using cameras, you know, they say they never make any mistakes. Well, in St. Petersburg, Florida, cameras belonging to, oh my gosh, American Traffic Systems. I think we know solutions. We know who they are, don't we?
They've been here.
ATS have accused vehicle owners of doing the impossible. If the cameras to be believed, on December 13th, 2011, a woman blasted through an intersection at 215 miles an hour. Guessing that's probably not right. Of course, at that velocity, her car would have been traveling the distance of an entire football field every second. Reaching such a velocity requires vehicles with multi-million-dollar price tags and names like Lamborghini. Reading was not an isolated error at the same location. January the 8th of this year, another woman said to have gone through the intersection at 170 miles an hour. Again, that's ATS. Well, it's a good thing we don't have those cameras around here, isn't it? Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Tracy Sheets. I was a College Station police officer for almost 17 years. In 2010, I was hit by a drunk driver while on duty. I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons for district attorney because he is a trusted, proven, and committed prosecutor. He has devoted his career to keeping Brazos County safe. I've worked with Jarvis on many cases, and he is the right man for this job. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons for district attorney on July 31st. And remember, early voting is July 23rd to July 27th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Being a champion is all about winning, right? Well, generally speaking, yes. But one high school track star showed that you can be a true champion even when you finish last. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Megan Vogel is a fierce competitor, but it was a race she lost that showed what a true champion she really is. Megan's final race of the track meet was the 3,200 meters. Physically spent from her earlier events, she was struggling as she came around the final turn. And that's when it happened. The runner in front of her, also exhausted, stumbled and fell to the track. Even with the race on the line, Megan didn't think twice about what was most important. She stopped, helped her fellow competitor to her feet, and they finished the race together. Now, competition is a positive thing. It teaches kids how to handle both success and failure. But it takes more than strength and speed to know where competition ends and compassion for another person begins. For that, you need character. And character is ultimately what distinguishes a winner from a champion. The official record shows Megan finished in last place, but by selflessly putting someone else's needs in front of her own, she showed what being a true champion is all about. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
One more time. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Another look at sports is brought to you by Awards & More. They're providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Taking a look at the Southeastern Conference and the school that A&M will play in its first season, the schools, that is, the Aggies will open SEC play September the 8th at Kyle Field hosting Florida. The Gators under second-year head coach Will Muschamp, who came over from coaching defense at Texas, they went 7-6 in his first season and finished third in the East. He was asked to assess his program.
Well, it's never going to be Will Muschamp's program. It's always going to be Florida's program. I don't look at things that way, but I'm very pleased with where we are in building the foundation of what we want to do and where we're headed with this. We didn't get the results on the field we want, but I felt like we got good results in the weight room and recruiting and on the practice field and in the meeting rooms. And I feel very strong that we're heading in the right direction, and we need to get better results this year. I feel very comfortable where we are as a program right now.
But now, personally, he says he feels better about going into year two with the Gators than last year.
You know, going into last season, I had some serious reservations about our roster, about a quarterback position because of one injury with the senior quarterback. We're playing two true freshmen. And unfortunately, that happened. But I feel more comfortable in what to expect on a day-to-day basis in my position. Time management and dealing with the things of being the head coach at University of Florida.
The Gators opened at home with Bowling Green before coming to Kyle Field. Well, the United States sat second in the medal standings when day three of the Olympics got underway in London. The U.S. captured 3 gold, 5 silver, and 3 bronze medals over the weekend. The 11 medal total is one shy of China, which has won 6 gold, 4 silver, and 2 bronze. Italy sits in third place with 7 medals. There are gold medal finals in the men's 200-meter freestyle, the men's and the women's 100-meter backstroke, and the women's 100-meter breaststroke today, where Aggies Bria Larson will swim in lane 6 and Aaliyah Atkinson will swim in lane 8. How about this skeet shooter, Kimberly Rohde? Did you see her? She won the gold medal in women's skeet shooting yesterday, making her the first American to take an individual sport medal in 5 consecutive Olympics. That's right. She won a gold medal in double trap in Atlanta as a teenager in 96. Took bronze in that event 4 years later in Sydney, reclaimed the gold in Athens in 2004, and won silver last Olympics in Beijing. Jimmy Johnson stamped another exclamation point on his racing resume yesterday, winning his 4th career Brickyard 400 with a dominant drive at the Indy Motor Speedway. With the victory, Johnson joined Hendrick Motorsport teammate Jeff Gordon as the only NASCAR drivers to win 4 times at the historic 2.5-mile track. Scott Piercy closed with a 3-under-67 and tied the oldest 72-hole scoring record on the PGA Tour as he hung on to win the PGA Canadian Open. He finished 17-under-par, one shot in front of William McGirt. Scott Feldman tied a career high by pitching 8 shutout innings and helping the Texas Rangers snap a 2-game skid with a 2-0 win over the Chicago White Sox yesterday. David Murphy had 3 hits, including a double, and Josh Hamilton and Nelson Cruz each scored a run for the Rangers. The Astros ended their team record losing streak at 12 games, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-5 yesterday behind 3 hits and 3 RBIs from Marwin Gonzalez. Houston, a big league worst, 35-68, won for only the third time in 28 games. Congratulations to the Brazos Valley Renegade 18-and-under team that won an AAU national title yesterday at Fort Myers, Florida, beating Tallahassee 3-0. Matt Roberts threw a one-hitter in the championship game. The Renegades scored all their runs in the third with a 2-run double by Scott Jones and a sack fly by Eric Stegent. And the Brazos Valley Bombers chalked up 2 wins yesterday in Louisiana, beating the Cane Cutters 8-0 in the game that had mistakenly been forfeited to the Bombers last weekend when the Acadiana coaches were both ejected. And then they beat the Cutters in the regularly scheduled game 4-3 in 10 innings. Nick Smeltzer hit a home run, and James Warder got 2 hits in the game. Chris Florak scored the go-ahead run for the Bombers on a pass ball in the top of the 10th, and Nick Johnson got the win in relief. The Bombers play at Acadiana again tonight and come home to host the East Texas Pump Jacks tomorrow night. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More at 7:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hi, I'm Tracy Sheets. I was a College Station police officer for almost 17 years. In 2010, I was hit by a drunk driver while on duty. I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons for district attorney because he is a trusted, proven, and committed prosecutor. He has devoted his career to keeping Brazos County safe. I've worked with Jarvis on many cases, and he is the right man for this job. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons for district attorney on July 31st. And remember, early voting is July 23rd to July 27th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers...
Here's call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Look for a high temperature today, about 100 all week long. Look for high temperatures around there. Low temperature around 76 each night. Slight chance of showers on Friday as it stands right now at 10%. 78 right now. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A dozen first-degree murder charges are expected to be filed today against the suspect in the Colorado movie theater massacre. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is live at the courthouse in Centennial.
Chris, formal charges will be filed against James Holmes for the 12 killed and 58 injured in the movie theater. But another hearing today will also be key. It centers around a notebook the suspect sent his psychiatrist, a doctor at the university where he studied neuroscience before dropping out. His attorneys say this notebook is privileged information, and they want to know if anyone violated the judge's gag order by discussing the notebook with the media. It's been reported that the notebook, which had not yet reached the doctor, revealed plans of an attack, Chris.
Just Mitt Romney's in Poland. He'll meet with the prime minister and other VIPs, see some sights, some advice on picking a running mate.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney's been through the process, and he helped President Ford pick out his running mate back in 1976. Cheney says there's one big question looming over all potential vice presidential candidates.
Is this person capable of being president of the United States?
Cheney says John McCain made a mistake in choosing Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be his running mate in 2008.
I've met her, I know her, she's an attractive candidate, but based on her background, she'd only been governor for about 2 years. I don't think she passed that test.
Cheney making his remarks in an ABC News interview. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News Radio.
A head-on truck crash in northern India, 30 Hindu pilgrims killed.
Thousands of unused reserved Olympics tickets are now on sale, with a bunch of empty seats at some events. And London's first Monday morning rush hour of the Games?
I haven't had any problems. There's been a person at every place that I've asked to help me.
There are four swimming finals today, also men's team gymnastics. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Now at your neighborhood Subway, the new Southwest Chili Collection. A tempting trio of sensational subs loaded with green chilies. Try the Albuquerque turkey with crispy bacon and smooth avocado. The Santa Fe chicken with bacon and creamy ranch. Or the Southwest cheesesteak, a taste as big as the land it hails from. All three with roasted chopped chilies, if you've got the chops. Get to your local Subway for the new Southwest Chili Collection today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Pretty neat stuff going on at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, you know they've been around for a long time, since 1999. Doesn't matter whether you're trying to restore a classic or you need to get your everyday driver back into good condition after you've been in an accident. Classic Collision and Restoration can do that, and they've been a top-quality body shop since 1999. But also now, they've added upholstery work. So if you need work done on the inside of your vehicle as well, then Classic Collision and Restoration can do that for you too. And, you know, when it comes to upholstery, a lot of times people want to, I don't know, maybe have some sort of a, whether it's new carpet, maybe they want to change to leather seats, install a new headliner. Classic Collision's body shop can do all that, too. And they put on convertible tops, or they'll customize any part of your car's interior, really. And I say cars, but, you know, they'll do the same thing for an RV or a boat, anything else. When it comes to custom upholstery work in Bryan College Station, the folks there can do that as well. It's Thomas Upholstery. You can get in touch with them. They've got a separate number. It's 255-6594, but they're inside Classic Collisions Complex right there in the building right behind them. So stop in and see them at Classic Collision Restoration for work on the outside or the inside of your vehicle. They're located on Highway 21 West.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
WTAW News Time, 807, 83 degrees right now. That's probably a little bit steep, and our thermometer's on the roof, so it's probably not quite there yet, but it's still going to be very hot today, about 100 for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Two motorcyclists are dead following a weekend crash in South College Station. The victims have been identified as 49-year-old Don Heyman and 69-year-old Patricia Heyman, both of Dodge, Texas, east of Huntsville. Police say the Haymans were headed west on William Fitch Parkway Saturday around lunchtime when a pickup headed north on Tonkaway Lake Road pulled into the intersection and hit both cycles. The pickup driver was not injured. College Station City Council members are subject to a conflict of interest clause. The definition, which is part of the city charter, though, is up for possible change by voters this November. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
A divided city council followed a divided advisory committee to ask voters if the definition should change to state law. Currently, a council member who has an indirect financial interest must remove themselves from discussing and voting on that issue. What indirect means is not spelled out. And Julie Schultz says that stops business people from running for the council.
There have been, in my long life of living here, people that have, in these positions, someone's kind of gone on a witch hunt and hurt them, their reputation. And it wasn't anything that they legally did, but it was just someone made it look like they were doing something incorrect, and it did harm their business.
State law does not use the word indirect, but establishes minimum standards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has been asked for $600,000 to finish a permanent home for the Museum of the American GI. Museum founder Brent Mullen says the foundation's been poured for their new exhibit building south of Texas World Speedway along Highway 6.
If you would be so kind as to consider giving us a matching grant of what we have already put into the building, this will not get us open, but it'll get us a long way along. If you would consider doubling that, I believe that we would be open by next Memorial Day.
Council took no action on the request. They're calling for money collected from the hotel occupancy tax fund. A Waco man convicted of capital murder in Brazos County and sitting on death row has been granted a stay of execution. Lawyers from Marcus Drury have argued he is not mentally competent to be put to death. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruled it needed to review a defense motion on that issue. Drury was scheduled for execution Wednesday for the 2002 shooting and robbery of 20-year-old Skylar Brown at Drury's family's family property west of Bryan. Drury's advocates say he has a psychotic disorder, and executing him would violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. It's midsummer, and members of Congress are returning home to meet their constituents, including former Brazos Valley Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands.
Brady appeared at a town hall meeting in Lumberton to warn the people of his district that as of now, the so-called Bush tax cuts are set to expire on January 1st. Brady showed a chart comparing federal revenue and expenditures over the years and said tax increases are not the way to tackle the deficit.
And as you can tell, you can double everyone's taxes in America. You can take every dollar of the wealthy. You can't balance the budget. You've got to do it under spending.
The Treasury Department estimates more than 8 million families in Texas earning less than $250,000 will see their taxes increase if the tax cuts are not extended. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
And this month's Bryan School Board meeting included the first review of how 3rd through 8th graders did on the state's new STAR tests. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says counselors and administrators are going to identify students, particularly minorities, who could be in the district's gifted and talented programs.
If we're not recruiting them, how are we going to get them in there? Well, what tool are we using? The only tool we have right now is the STAR exam. So if I have LEP students, Spanish students, if I have African-American students, economic disadvantaged students that are scoring at 70% or better on the STAR exam, why aren't we not recruiting them to put them in gifted and talented classes?
Wallace says qualified students spend part of the day in enrichment programs. WTAW News time is 8:11. It's 83 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Merrymaids. More news coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Merrymaids Best of the Brazos Valley four consecutive years and the Reader's Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Merrymaids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merrymaids home. Merrymaids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Merrymaids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merrymaids. Relax. It's done.
Been to Amish Furniture and Jetta for generations. A new building. Been to their new location. They've moved. You know, they're on Boonville Road now. Just past Kroger. Go by there and look for the maroon truck out there that says Amish Furniture on it. That's the truck that Ken actually uses when he goes to pick that furniture up. That's been bench built by hand by Amish craftsmen. He brings it back down and he brings it to your home or your office or brings it to his store for display. Just look for that and you'll see it. You'll find the same thing you've seen before and seen always with your beautiful tables and chairs, dining room, bedroom, family furniture, office furniture. They do outdoor furniture as well. Choose from a big selection. They've got custom-built furniture. And, you know, you can save right now with 10% off any new custom orders at Amish Furniture for Generations' new location. See what the quality of solid wood furniture that is handcrafted so that you have the special attention to detail that you would want and truly does make it a piece of furniture that lasts for generations to come that you want to pass down to your family. Of course, it's all made in the U.S. So have a look at it. Phone number is still the same. It's 260-5050. Again, now on Boonville Road just past Kroger. It's Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture with furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hey, good morning. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure continues to build over the Gulf, and that's going to keep the region under the influence of some relatively warm air. We'll have sunshine today with highs very close to 100 degrees. We could be on either side of it. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back tomorrow. It's going to be warm near 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Wednesday's going to be mostly sunny and on the warm side with highs very close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I don't think this question's ever been asked before, but I could see this.
In the history of mankind?
I don't think so. I really don't.
Should we be running tape here?
I don't think so.
It's a first.
Because we got an answer now. What does outer space smell like?
I think I have heard that question before.
Have you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's soundless. We know that. You know, mm-hmm. You can't get any sound out there. But according to an interview with NASA astronaut Kevin Ford, who did some walks in space, he said it has a metallic odor. He describes it as having the aroma of seared steak, hot metal, and welding fumes.
Well, how does he know? Did he raise his hood?
Seared steak doesn't seem to work. No. That other stuff would be metallic, but how does seared steak get into that? Ooh, you see that now at some steakhouse? Now, get steak that smells like space. Yeah.
You'd probably sell quite a bit of it at
probably
first.
Probably so, I guess.
Yeah. Speaking of space and the moon, did you hear about that they, a lot of people have asked if the flags that were placed on the moon, if they're still standing. And evidently there was a satellite, picture of where, Armstrong and Aldrin were. And they were able to actually see all the flags except for one that was still standing. They were able to identify that they're still standing. They're still right where they were. Aldrin's flag, the one that he put in first, he always said that he thought that it blew over when the lander took off.
Yeah.
He always thought that it blew over. And evidently this picture proved that he was right because there was no flag there where he thought it was. But you could even see the footprints of the astronauts still on the moon's surface in this picture that was just recently taken.
But there's one flag that fell down, huh?
Yeah. The one that Aldrin first put in close to where it took off again.
Yeah. See, I don't think that's right. I think it was a moon beaver.
Moon beaver. Yeah. It just sucked it down into the hole.
Just gnawed it down.
I see.
No, if it would have been a moon gopher.
Caddyshack.
Right. I think it was a moon beaver.
Yeah. But it's pretty fascinating seeing this picture that you could still see the footprints on the surface of the moon.
So, and once again, don't ever think that the government can't see into your backyard, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding. We can see footprints on the moon, guess what?
Yeah.
We can see that herb garden you've got back there under the tarp.
Exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, if there's a city ordinance against the above ground pool, we can find that one too. All right, here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia, our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture and current events. Today, it's unusual. Oh, dang, I'm not ready. Hang on. Okay, now it's time for unusual Olympic events. All right, that's enough. Yeah, I wasn't going to go through the whole thing. Well, I mean, after a while, you'll know exactly what we're playing. There used to be a rope climbing event in the Olympics, but during the 1896 games, only two competitors made it to the top. Why? A, were the ropes too slippery? B, the ropes were too long? C, only two countries competed? Or D, a doping scandal eliminated almost all of the contestants? Once again, in 1896, in the games, only two competitors made it to the top in the rope climbing event. Why? Were the ropes too slippery? The ropes were too long? Only two countries competed? A doping scandal eliminated all the contestants. What's the answer? Tom?
Wow. Those are all good answers.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, kind of dope they had in 1896.
Yeah,
but,
that's right.
I'm just going to say because...
new beverage from Atlanta called Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that the ropes were too slippery.
The ropes were too slippery, okay.
Yes.
I don't think I think there were only two countries that competed.
That was going to be my other answer.
Okay, well, you're both wrong today.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. What happened, the answer is the ropes were too long. The activity that made you feel like a weakling in high school gym class, in fact, debuted as the Olympic sport in 1896. Just like in your gym class, the climbers were timed to see how quickly they could get up that braided rope. In the 1896 games, where climbing style also counted, what does that mean, climbing style?
Well, you had to be graceful.
Didn't use your legs, whatever.
Right, couldn't just dangle
like,
your legs.
Well, it's kind of like, the gymnasts, they move their arms in certain ways and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. The climbers had to shimmy up a rope 14 meters
long. See, now,
if
you start shimmying, you're going to lose style
points.
Do
the shimmy, shake.
You mean this was judged?
Yeah, meters long. It's about 46 feet. By 1904, the rope length had been cut to 25 feet. After 1932, thankfully... they left rope climbing behind, kind of like they did in high school, too. So there you are.
Well, it really wasn't that the ropes were too long. It's just that the competitors just failed to
there
climb
you are,
them,
so
right?
Well, see,
what kind of excuse is that?
Well, but
the rope was too long.
Well, but you know what that's indicative of, that we've been dumbing things down for 100 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, nobody could do it. Well, let's just lower the threshold of success.
Yeah, let's go to the lowest common denominator. How far do you think you can shimmy up? Okay, that's how long we'll make the rope. But, I mean, that's, and again, back then, how did you train for that? I mean,
well, yeah, because,
the gym was only so tall, right?
Well, that and also, I mean, if they shortened the length of the rope, did they let you know ahead of time? What do you mean I only got to climb 25 feet? I'm ready for 48 feet. Come on. Who's getting the memos out here? Or you have to guess, you know, get there and you think you know how tall it is. Anyway. Olympic rope climbing right here.
Yeah.
No place else. That's the. And see, and again, can't wouldn't that be great to have now?
Can't imagine they eliminated it.
Wouldn't that be great to have now?
Sure.
Have some specialist there, some gym teacher, you know, ex-Marine gym teacher. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, this guy right here, he can get up at least.
He's standing down there smoking while they're climbing.
I'm Ed Feldman, former College Station police chief. As a police officer for almost 40 years, my most important job was to keep our community safe. That's why I support Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney. Jarvis is the only candidate to successfully seek the death penalty for our most brutal and vicious criminals. Over the years, Jarvis has been trusted to train our new prosecutors, and he is the only candidate endorsed by our current District Attorney, Bill Turner. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons on July the 31st.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
You know, Texans like to show our Texas pride whenever we possibly can, and you know, you can find a lot of fun Texas stuff at Texas Trading Post. Go to txtraders.com, txtraders.com, because that is the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, and it's right here in College Station. Whether you're looking for T-shirts or cufflinks or Texas cookbooks or waffle irons, Texas Trading Post has all that and then some. Texas Trading Post also is great if you're looking for corporate gifts. If you need to get for several people and something that's kind of Texas-centric, you'll find lots of choices at Texas Trading Post. Now, txtraders.com, go there. You can give them a call if you want to. It's 703-7200, but I think going to txtraders.com, you can see the entire array there. Maps and framed art, and also apparel and jewelry. There's high-end bedding and furniture, home decor items, plenty of good, fun Texas stuff. So if you have some friends who used to live in Texas and want to be reminded, you can give it to them. Or if you just want to show that you're still in Texas and they're not, you can do that too. That's txtraders.com.
The flip-flop, great for pancakes. The backtrack, not a bad idea if you're trying to throw someone off your trail. Politicians are experts at both. Today, David Dewhurst says he's against amnesty. But in 2007, Dewhurst said, quote, I support a guest worker program for those here today illegally. Then tried deleting evidence from his government website that proves he supports amnesty. Today, Dewhurst claims he's, quote, never supported a payroll tax. But in 2005, Dewhurst bragged about his payroll tax plan in his own official press release, which is why PolitiFact rated Dewhurst's payroll tax denial flat out false.
This is Ted Cruz, and I'm running for Senate because politicians from both parties have let us down. No flip-flops, no backtracks. Just stop the spending. Restore the Constitution. Join me. Vote July 31st to take our country back. I'm Ted Cruz, the conservative candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
The market seeks direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are mixed as Wall Street prepares to start a new trading week. The market ended last week with a couple of impressive rallies. Investors are hoping the Federal Reserve will decide this week that it's time for another stimulus program. A two-day policy meeting starts tomorrow. A report from the Chicago Fed indicates manufacturing activity in the Midwest picked up a bit last month. That is the only item on the economic calendar today, but we'll get a lot of indicators this week leading up to the monthly jobs report on Friday. Earnings reporting season will continue this week. Standard & Poor's Capital IQ says about two-thirds of the firms that have posted quarterly results so far have beaten forecasts. 13% have met lowered expectations. And there's a Monday deal in the tech sector. Oracle is buying Seago Systems, a company that makes technology for connecting servers to networks. Terms were not disclosed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-size business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game six times? 1 in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series three times? 1 in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
When you buy a certified pre-owned BMW, there's only one thing you want to do. Drive it. That's why BMW offers an up to six-year, 100,000-mile protection plan. It covers the engine, the transmission, the anti-lock brakes, and lots more. So there's no worrying, just driving. Hurry in for exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. New or certified pre-owned, we only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Howdy, Kyle Cassell here. My opponent is a former Washington, D.C. lobbyist who calls Dallas home. I live, work, and raise my family in this area, and I'm proud to call it my home. This July 31st, please vote for me, Kyle Cassell, your neighbor, your true conservative voice. To learn more about my campaign, go to kylecassell.com. That's KYLECACAL.com. I'm Kyle Cassell, asking for your vote for the Texas House of Representatives, District 12. This ad was approved and paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Well, it's Monday, and that means it's the day for Heritage Highlights with Fran Lamb. Hi, I'm Tom Turpeville, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley. And here's another story of Brazos Valley history from Fran Lamb.
The town of Wilburn began in 1867 as a railroad construction camp of the Houston and Central Texas Railroad. It was located in the northeast corner of the A.M. McMahon land grant. It is thought to have received its name from Mr. E.W. Wellborn, a foreman at the camp. Or was it from a landowner whose name was W.W. Wilburn? Or was it from a well located at the camp? Oh, another mystery in our midst. Wellburn Station was a community's name used in the location report of the post office petition in 1868. The sons of Adam Reuter of the Rock Prairie community were the early founders of Wellburn. Thomas Reuter succeeded his brother Jeff as Wellburn's postmaster. He also introduced red-polled cattle to the area. From that time on, the shipment of cattle and other livestock became an important enterprise. John and Thomas Reuter opened the first store in Wellburn and built a cotton gin and lumber yard. The town grew, but was never incorporated. In 1896, Joseph Barrow, the train station master, was killed by a shot fired through the station window. A few months later, his parents, widow, and children narrowly escaped death from their burning home in the middle of the night. The elder Mrs. Barrow inhaled a great deal of smoke during the fire and later died from pneumonia. It seems rumors were circulating about a proposed railroad spur that would run the entire length of the Brazos Bottom to haul cotton to the main rail system. Those who opposed the plan said that it would sabotage the businesses of those who hired out wagons and mules to do that same work. Joseph Barrow was reported to have been selected foreman of the project. His murder was never solved. The Barrow family then moved to Bryan, abandoning the lumber yard, which the Barrow family had worked so hard to build. Thomas Barrow died a year later of a broken heart, according to a family member. He never fully recovered from the blow of abandoning his life dreams in Wellburn. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you again, Fran Lamb. Each and every Monday on Bravo Brazos Valley, it's Heritage Highlights, history of the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 831, 83 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 694-4157. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. An elected official on occasion will have to remove themselves from a meeting because they have a conflict of interest. This November, College Station voters will consider a change in the definition. WTAW's Bill Oliver has more.
The city charter currently requires a council member to step down when they have an indirect financial interest on an issue. But the only way to define indirect is court rulings. And Julie Schultz swayed a council majority to let voters consider changing to state law that does not use that I word.
I want business people to be on this council, and I don't want them to tell me, no, I'm not going to run for fear of someone connecting some indirect financial situation to their business from the city.
The state law establishes minimum standards to determine conflict of interest. The council split vote to let voters choose, reverse the divided recommendation by the Charter Review Advisory Committee. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
South of Texas World Speedway along Highway 6, you can look for the concrete foundation of a new exhibit building for the Museum of the American GI. Founder Brent Mullins was at the last College Station Council meeting asking for money from the hotel occupancy tax to help complete construction.
They finish up with the George Bush Library and they go home. The Museum of the American GI is not something you can look at in 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. It's going to keep people here, hopefully, for the time that they'll say, well, we're going to have to spend the night in College Station.
Mullen says they've collected more than $300,000. He's asking council for $600,000 to complete the building. For the second time this month, a major street in College Station was shut down because of a crash. It was Saturday during the noon hour. Investigators say two motorcyclists were killed after a pickup entered the intersection of William D. Fitch Parkway and Tonkaway Lake Road. The victims were identified as 69-year-old Patricia Heyman and 49-year-old Don Heyman, both of Dodge, east of Huntsville. Wednesday was the execution date for a Waco man convicted of in a Brazos County capital murder case. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has stayed the execution of Marcus Drury, ruling it needed to review a defense motion determining if he is mentally competent. Drury's advocates say he has a psychotic disorder and executing him would violate the U.S. Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. Drury was convicted of the 2002 shooting and robbery on his family's property west of Bryan that killed 20-year-old Skylar Brown. Bryan School District administrators and counselors are looking for more gifted students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the school board recently that they'll review how third through eighth graders did on the state's new STAR test.
Why has your child not been tested for gifted and talented? If they haven't been. Now, it may very well come back and show us that every child that made a 70 or better isn't gifted and talented. But if it doesn't, why have we not identified those kiddos as at least being tested? And so that's going to be one of the things that we do to help promote that gifted and talented pre-AP, AP.
Wallace says the district's minority student population is underrepresented in gifted and talented classes. There's a new tool to help students and parents understand the true cost of a college education.
It's called a shopping sheet, and it was created by the U.S. Department of Education with the help of higher education leaders like UT Chancellor Francisco Cigaroa. UT Systems' Anthony DeBrain says it's an explanation of college cost tailored to the student and the university.
It also puts in simple terms and easy-to-understand language the financial aid opportunities and grants that are awarded, and it really streamlines the information in simple terms in one sheet.
DeBrain says the UT system is embracing the program, and the one sheet will be sent to all students next fall with their financial aid award letter. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
And government officials and safety experts say distracted walking is a growing problem. On city streets, in suburban parking lots, and in shopping centers, and around here we could probably add college campuses, there are usually people strolling while talking on the phone, texting, listening to music, playing a video game, and all of that requires keeping your head down. Reports of injuries to distracted walkers treated at hospital emergency rooms have more than quadrupled in the past 7 years, and they're thought to be among the most underreported injuries. There's also been a spike in pedestrians killed and injured in traffic accidents, but there's no reliable data on how many were distracted by electronics. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It is 83 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by The Face Place. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, let's face it. If you want a more vibrant look, if you want your skin to have a more youthful appearance, if you'd like to correct some of that skin damage you've acquired over the years, then pick up the phone and call The Face Place now, 255-GLOW, and ask about Fraxel. The Face Place, a medical spa, addresses fine lines and wrinkles, acne, and surgical scarring, textural irregularities, age spots, and so much more with their Fraxel procedure. What are you waiting for? Call The Face Place today, 255-GLOW, The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click MyAggieRoofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems. For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97, and I'm asking for your vote in the runoff election for Brazos County District Attorney. I'm a lifelong conservative and have a history of voting for conservative ideals. In nearly a decade of experience as a prosecutor, I've tried more than 75 trials. As your next DA, my experience has given me ideas on how to reduce the backlog of cases and, in turn, reduce costs to the taxpayers. To learn more about me, visit DavidHilburnForDA.com.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for District Attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Hey, let's check some weather at 8:38. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to build over the Gulf, and that's going to keep the region under the influence of some relatively warm air. We'll have sunshine today with highs very close to 100 degrees. We could be on either side of it. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back tomorrow. It's going to be warm near 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. Wednesday's going to be mostly sunny and on the warm side with highs very close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot. Yeah. Again, we got it postponed for a long time. Usually it's hot earlier than this, but There you go. All right, so again, you guys watched the Olympics, and I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, somebody had to.
But today there's a discussion over Team USA's women's sand volleyball uniforms.
Ah, yes.
Oh, because they were wearing their long sleeves?
Yeah. Well, this is the first Olympics where the female beach volleyballers had a choice of uniform. They could do the sleeve top, or they could do the skimpy bikinis.
Mm-hmm. Argentina was almost covered yesterday.
Almost. Stop action that, did you?
No.
Just asking. Jeez. But men, you see, have no choice. Their only uniform, shorts and a T-shirt. The New York Post says most of the women on the USA American team are apparently opting to stick with the bikini, but if Team USA America's women are wearing teeny bikinis in competition, why aren't the men wearing Speedos? See? This is what April Ross says. April is a member of the women's team. She says it's a double standard. Aren't there enough women watching already, though? She says she's fine with showing off her body. I don't know what April looks like, but I'm sure, once again, probably not a lot of extra tonnage there.
No.
She said, you know, if the guys just wear shirts and Speedos, with no shirts and just wear Speedos, there'd probably be a lot more people watching. They'd give them shorts and let them go without a shirt. That's the April Ross. So some question over that. So is that going to happen next time? As we have the Olympic banner of rainbow colors showing? Did I just say that? Would you like to smell like James Bond?
Depends on what James Bond smells like.
Yeah. Right. Which James Bond?
Well,
yeah.
Just in time.
We're talking Sean Connery, probably. Timothy Dalton, no.
Yeah. Just in time for the release of Skyfall. That's the latest installment in the Daniel Craig starring James Bond series. They're going to have a brand new fragrance at Harrods. They'll sell it exclusively.
I'm sure it'll be cheap.
I'm sure. So what does the James Bond-inspired cologne smell like? Not a martini. It is a 60s-inspired scent. Well, I'm thinking Jade East. Includes
English leather?
Yeah. Apple, moss, lavender, and cardamom. So there you go. Mix it together, and that's what you got.
You know, Daniel Craig did a little skit with the Queen for the opening ceremonies. Did you hear about that?
Parachuted in or something? Is that right?
Well, the Queen didn't parachute in, but a lookalike person did. Well, but the Queen herself actually did participate in the first part of the skit.
Did she now?
Oh, yeah. Daniel Craig came into her office, I guess it was, and she turned around and said, "Hello, Mr. Bond," and they walked out together towards the helicopter, and that was it.
You have to wait on her? Come on!
Yeah.
Come on!
No, the dogs were walking along. The hallway. So
Philip was shuffling around back there somewhere.
He was walking
into a wall.
Yes, but so the Queen doing a little shtick.
Okay.
Yes, right, yes.
And apparently Jackie's favorite, Mr. Bean, had a cameo as well.
Oh, he sure did. I almost called you.
Well,
Jackie's and we both like Mr. Bean. Yeah, he was part of the opening ceremonies, too. Quite funny. Yes.
Yeah. Didn't say anything?
No, uh-uh.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hey.
You said that this new cologne will probably smell like a martini. You don't remember? James Bond's no longer going to be doing the martinis. He's going to be drinking a beer.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Heineken bought it.
Smell like stale beer now.
Well, that's just great. A Saturday night in Northgate then. So.
Crunching of bottle caps.
Really?
What else do they need to do? That'll be...
And a distant sound of...
Excuse me. That's just because somebody made a bad decision, okay?
Yes.
Happens every night over there. Oldest general store in U.S. America closed its doors on Sunday.
Really?
Now, that's sad.
It is. After being in business for 224 years.
Good night. Where was it?
It was in Adamsville, Rhode Island. Gray's General Store, which had been run by a family in Adamsville for six generations, had not been able to keep up with the competition in recent years.
I guarantee you Walmart moved in next door.
I bet you. Jonah Waite inherited the store last month after his dad died and said since it was announced that the store was closing, about 100 people visited each day, which is about 10 times more than usual. Yeah, that's kind of a shame. I don't know. I didn't see anything on the news over the weekend about that.
No.
Instead, and I didn't see it, but I'm just reading about it this morning, you know, Sarah Palin was in the Woodlands over the weekend doing some campaigning.
Really?
And CNN did a segment on her. Well, she campaigned, and then she went to Chick-fil-A to make a political statement, buying a sandwich there on Saturday, I guess. And so CNN started this segment by playing this song, Stupid Girl. Girl or Girls?
Stupid Girls.
Stupid Girl.
A Stupid Girl by Garbage, right?
Okay, yeah. I know it was the one by Pink, I thought. But nonetheless.
Okay.
Nonetheless.
I'm showing my age. The first Stupid Girl song was by Garbage about 15 years ago. So.
Well, actually, that's not true. The first stupid song was a stupid girl song was called "Look at That Stupid Girl" by the Rolling Stones. But you really would be too young.
Well, it just proved that no one on this show is hip enough to recognize the latest incarnation of the song that uses the phrase "stupid girl."
There you go. The cable network used the Pink song as an intro to the report about her visit to the restaurant chain. The comments, of course, the music selection was a poor choice, according to the spokesperson from CNN. We regret any perception that they were planned together.
Do you know the level of arrogance to which this speaks? It's almost as if to say they have so much content that they have to fill. They have so much going on that they feel like that at any given point in time, they can just sneak these little Easter eggs in and they're daring you to catch them.
Catch it. That's right. Catch it. Of course, if you look at their if you look at their revenue, I was reading an article over the weekend because the president of CNN has announced that he is retiring at the end of the year after actually growing up in the CNN culture. He spent his entire 30 years there. He says we need a new set of eyes. What is amazing to me is this is what CNN does. Whenever there is breaking news, invariably they spike. People will go there when there is breaking news. But you know what's amazing is then they go back to wherever they were before. And in most cases, it's Fox. So that speaks to both what Fox's product is and what CNN's product is. And we've discussed it before. Fox is much thinner than CNN, especially when you talk about situations where maybe Sky News isn't well represented in Europe. They don't do well. If something happens out in Wyoming or Montana, then CNN is in better shape to be able to do something rather than Fox because of their affiliate situation. But what's amazing is people will go there, they'll see what CNN has, and they'll go, okay. And then they punch the button and leave them again. And they continue to leave them again. And they've left them for, I don't know what, 12 years?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing has just been falling like a rock to the point that MSNBC has a larger audience than CNN sometimes. Anderson Cooper. Yeah, Anderson Cooper, you know, he hadn't helped it. Piers Morgan hasn't helped. I mean, everything they have tried to do. I think they said that Anderson Cooper had 400,000 people watching one of his shows last week.
And yet we're supposed to care when he declares that he is out of the closet.
400,000 on a network. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are you could argue there are major market local newscasts that get more than that.
Absolutely. So he's leaving, and I guess they'll try to build other things. But as you say, as long as there's some producer who goes, let's put in this little song.
They'll never know.
Yeah, they just won't notice. But enough people do, and they called them on that.
Well, let's see what else we got going on
here. Hit your britches up. There you go.
Going on there.
You know, we talked about this last week with Bill Flores, and it is interesting because, of course, sequestration is coming up, which is where they're going to make massive cuts in the Defense Department budget unless they can come up with some plan to stave that off. Well, what happens is we're looking at tens of thousands of Defense Department civilian employees who will receive their layoff notices this year. By law, they must be notified 60 days in advance of the layoff, which means that the layoff notices will hit the mailbox 4 days before Election Day.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That can't be good.
No, that's enough of a reminder.
For one right of those there. Elected or running. Yes.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
So is that irreversible at this point?
Well, no. Congress could pass something to postpone sequestration, but no, as it stands right now.
You got to figure the Republicans are going to...
I think they feel comfortable.
Say, no, I think we're good with the schedule as it is.
Yeah, the way it is. But there you go. 4 days before elections, that pink slip notice is hitting the mailbox.
Due to the overwhelming response to our new evening hours, UPA has added Thursdays to the schedule. Now, every Monday through Thursday evening from 5 to 7, you can see a pediatric specialist without an appointment. And UPA has also extended weekend hours. On Saturdays, phone lines open at 7:30 and first appointments begin at 8:30. On Sundays, phones open at 11 and first appointments begin at 1:30. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
This is the first year for the Brazos Valley Fair and Expo, and you can find out all about it in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on Facebook safety, healthy lunch options, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. One more thing on this this deal. We're talking 10% of the 800,000 civilian employees could be laid off. Now, I can do my A&M consolidated math, and that tells me that's 80,000 could be laid off. And when you consider the White House gets pumped up when they add 100,000 jobs in a month, laying off 80,000 in one fell swoop probably wouldn't be good. Probably not. Okay, so is it ever okay to brag? Not really, according to psychologist Susan Speer, who believes almost all forms of bragging will get you into trouble except for one. If you must brag about your accomplishments, here's the only way that you should approach it. Quote, what someone else said about you during a conversation. The person listening can now imagine a situation in which someone said something positive about you. So that gives the story credibility as opposed to bragging about you.
I think it would depend on what you're bragging about.
Yeah.
Could well be. Could well be.
You know, if you're a leader of people, it's always good to brag on them.
Now, that's true. You're not bragging on yourself that way.
Yeah.
You're that,
right. Oh,
this
yeah.
is what I did in this cause.
Yeah, look how great I am.
Yeah.
Right. So I assumed by what you meant was bragging on yourself.
Yeah.
The context of bragging, it depends, you know. Uh-huh. And look, people are tired of hearing you brag about your kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to roll that out there, you know. That's good if they're successful. That's good. You know, it's kind of like, it's like the old Jeff Foxworthy bit. You know, it says, you know, they think that their son's really something because he goes out and stands in the front yard and yells, air pain. He said, well, yeah, he's 14 years old. He needs to be done. So.
Oh, hey, here you go. Are we always looking for the fountain of youth, right?
Sure.
61-year-old man in India apparently has found it. According to the Weird Asia News, the man named Palia, I'm sure.
And Sasha.
Right.
He
was really in bad shape before receiving a liver transplant in 2008. But after doctors gave him the liver of a 21-year-old man, he started looking better and younger. His gray hair reportedly turned black again, and his wrinkles went away.
Uh-oh. Goodness.
This is like those, I mean, it's like these movies where the lady has, you know, drinks the blood to stay young, right? The man says, I don't
movies
just...
you've been going to.
Well, no, that's, you know, some...
I know,
that's
it.
That's what vampires have to do. He said, I don't just look young, I feel reborn as a young man. Really? So, there you go. So go find yourself the liver of a young person, and you're good to go.
And go at it.
That sounds normal.
Yeah.
That sounds
what
normal.
What movies he been watching?
Graham Spanier, is that his name? Guy who was the president of Penn State?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Who resigned, remember? Okay.
Who resigned.
Yep. So what's he doing?
Might be going to jail.
No.
Other than that.
Yeah. What? He now has a job working for a, quote, top secret federal agency, according to his lawyer. Yeah.
Well, if it's top secret, how can you say that?
Yes, I say.
Shouldn't he be an independent consultant somewhere?
Somehow Scott found out.
Yeah, Graham's attorney says the federal government conducted their own re-review of his security clearance in light of his role in the Sandusky case, and nevertheless reaffirmed his trustworthiness, even though he may have broken the law by not reporting the Sandusky abuse.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. He still could have some personal litigation ahead of him,
but
right?
But in the meantime, he could face criminal charges, yes, sir.
Right.
In the meantime, the government continues to employ him. Let's see. He works for the government.
So we're paying him.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Now.
Exactly.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, let's say you go to a restaurant, you know? Being a waiter is not an easy job, okay? There's no doubt. Takes a lot of restraint, I'm sure, to not say, well, why don't you go get your own ketchup, you know? But anyhow, a blogger decided to compile his list of most annoying things that waiters say. For instance, sorry, we can't seat you until everyone in your party is here. Yeah, that one's kind of annoying. Then, of course,
well,
there's...
it depends on how busy the restaurant is, though.
Or how big the party is.
And how big the party is, yeah.
I'm, like, waiting on my friends, and there's going to be 14 of us, yeah. And I'm by myself, and I know it's 7 o'clock on a Saturday, but can we go ahead and have a seat?
Yeah.
No.
Then there's, hi, this is Mike, and I'm going to be training him tonight. And of course, means that your dinner will be late. No, that doesn't come with fries. We do hate that. How about this? Is Diet Pepsi all right? No! No, it's not!
That's at the top of your list.
It is! No! I won't stay at a hotel if it's, well, I will if it's a Pepsi hotel, but that means I gotta go down
good
and
grief.
Go get my bottles of Diet Coke.
You know, you go around the corner to the Quick Stop and get it a whole lot cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I do, yeah. Then there's, I haven't tried it, but the people who work here say it's really good. Okay, so you're gonna trust other people who work there, right? And then, you love when you walk up and they go, are you still working on this? Well, yeah, that's why I got the fork in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you save room for dessert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And they say that in so many different ways.
Yeah.
So, did we save room for dessert?
I've got a compactor 5,000 in my stomach. That's the reason I've been able to squish down to do that.
Well, because it's all about the upsell.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, for me, the most annoying thing they can say is, I'll be taking care of you this evening. No, you won't. Okay.
Yeah.
If I DFO right here at the table, if I done fell out right here at the table.
I don't want you taking
care of me. You are not the one that will attempt CPR. That's doubtful at least. It's at the very least doubtful. So I don't think you'll be taking care of me. If I have a stroke in the middle of my salad, you're not going to be the first responder more than likely.
Golly. And then for some reason they got Chase as a customer.
Yeah, so. I love when I pay with cash and they go, do you want some change?
Yes.
Do you want a tip?
Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, I would like some change.
Yeah. So there. All right, on this date in history.
Love this part.
Henry Ford was born in Dearborn Township, Michigan, 1863. And in 1975, Jeppy Hoffa came out of that restaurant in suburban Detroit.
And, and went to Giant Stadium.
Did something.
That's right. Went to the end zone.
About the last time we saw him. All right, you got a minute.
At the box offices this weekend, The Dark Knight Rises was number one for a second straight week, another $64 million. Ice Age, Continental Divide was second, and The Watch debuted at number three with just $13 million. We mentioned earlier, more Americans saw Friday's Olympics opening ceremonies than any other Olympics, summer or winter. Nielsen says 40.7 million of us watched the NBC coverage of the opening ceremonies. That beat Atlanta.